Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London on this very day, the 27th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. 27 days following the expiration in the third month, mind you, because the zoo has expired. This is the 27th day of the third month in the year 2014, following the expiration of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave and wonderful Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, and their friends as well. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. And I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Tukwu Abiyama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you personally. I must welcome you especially to all of you who have diligently stood by the very message which we are propagating. Those of you who have stood by the very gospel of redemption, the gospel of restoration, the gospel of hope, the gospel of dignity, the gospel of life that we bring to you regarding what we are all going to do collectively to restore God's kingdom on this very earth. And that kingdom is the Republic of Biafra, unadulterated, its sovereignty not tampered with, its independence not meddled with, a fully fledged functioning sovereign entity on this earth, all to the glory of Tukwu Abiyama, and in whom and for whom every honor and glory goes to. I am reminded always by what is written in the scriptures regarding the laws and the commandments given to Moses, that thou shalt have no other God but me. On that very tenet, on that scriptural edict, do I stand to proclaim that Tukwu Abiyama is indeed our God. And on that very edict do we stand, that we hold there everything we appreciate, everything we have ever admired in life is embodied in the glory of God. And that glory of God is going to be manifest on this earth in the shape of the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. We must welcome you wherever you are. We must ask you, as always, to please go and get your friends and your family together. If you cannot, if they are far away from you, please try to message them. Try to inbox them. Try to send them text messages. Try to use your WhatsApp. Please use your BlackBerry. Use Twitter as well. Inform the entirety of humanity that Radio Biafra is on the air. You must inform mankind that this very indomitable, this fearless radio station, this very station that proclaims the truth about Biafra, and on this very radio station, are we going to usher in a new era? A new era of truth and honesty, a new era of equality, a new era of justice, a new era of egalitarianism, a new era of meritocracy, a new era where mankind will once again be able to stand tall and indeed proclaim that all men are created equal. That is why on this radio station we speak the truth, we make it whole and absolute. That is why we must and should remain incorruptible. As long as we are incorruptible, as long as we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we remain without fear before our enemies, as long as we do not prevaricate, as long as we do not intend to retreat, as long as we do not surrender, as long as we hold there to what we profess, that they either give us Biafra or we burn the zoo down, there is no way that Biafra will not come. There is no way that Tukwu Abiyama will abandon his children, because if he had intended to abandon us, he would not have made us in the first place. We hold him to what he said in the scriptures, that lo and behold, only if we are to turn back to him, all our inheritance will be restored. That is why we hold on firmly that we must be whiter than white all times, that we must be transparent, that we must speak the truth regardless of the consequences, that the glory and mercy of Tukwu Abiyama may be manifest in our lives. We must welcome you. We are asking you to ask your friends and your family to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. We are asking you to please inform them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. We are asking you to please inform your people. If you have not done it yourself, now is the time to do it. Go and download Radio Biafra app. It's for free. Radio Biafra app is for free. We have done things for our country. We have left legacies for our country. No other indigenous broadcaster coming out of the zoo has their own bespoke app. Only Radio Biafra. Imagine what we can accomplish with the right amount of help and support from our people. We are unstoppable. You must also tell them, especially those of them in the zoo and in our beloved and sceptered Biafra land, that they can point their dish 17 degrees east on satellite and they can receive Radio Biafra, because Radio Biafra is on a MOS-5 satellite. We are there to make it impossible for the hands of the enemy to be able to interfere or interrupt our proceedings. It is impossible. They cannot do anything. It is unjammable. They cannot jam it, because we are formidable. We do things that other people dream of doing, but they cannot do it, because the glory of Chukwu Abiyama is not with them. The blessing of Chukwu Abiyama is not with them. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. What we can do, they cannot replicate it, because before we came, there was nobody like us. Now that we are here, there is none. And after we are gone, there will be no replacement, because man did not determine that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come. That is why we are here, to serve him. And that is why we are the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. That is why we call this very station Radio Biafra. And that is why we are here to get our country. That very country that Chinua Achebe referred to and said there was a country. We are here to turn the walls into east. That there is a country. And that country is called Biafra. We must welcome you. If you're joining us for the very first time, you are highly privileged to be listening to the only platform on this very earth that speaks the truth without fear. Here we give you the truth. It may not sound wonderful in your ears. You may not like it. But lo and behold, if you go and think about it, you know that we love you more than you love yourself. That is why we want to extricate you from darkness. That is why we want to remove you from ignominy. That is why we want to remove you from all the evil that have been surrounding you all your life. A life of poverty. A life of slavery. A life of voluntary punishment and suffering. A life of ineptitude. We are here to cure all those ills by doing something very simple. Imparting a little bit of common sense. That is all you need for you to be a human being again. Because right now, we are not. I said we. Myself included. We are not worthy to be called human beings until Biafra comes. Biafra is your vindication. Without Biafra, you are an animal. You are nothing. Only Biafra makes you a human being. That is what we are here to preach. This very gospel of refinement. This very gospel of enlightenment. This very gospel of knowledge. This very gospel that will lead you directly to the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. This gospel that will get you Biafra. We must welcome you. When our lines open, you will be able to call us, and I shall announce it. I will tell you that our lines have indeed opened. That is why, wherever you are on this planet Earth, please endeavor to ask your friends, as I continue to wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, to please join us in what we are doing. We must continue ceaselessly. We must continue to ensure that this very gospel is preached. We must make sure that the restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is unshakable and unwavering. People can fall by the wayside. People can listen to tittle-tattle. People can be convinced by gossip. People may be persuaded by the devil not to follow what we are doing. But we have a surprise for you. We are unstoppable. Nothing can stop us. Nothing made by man can stop us. Ojukwu was right that even the stones will rise to fight for Biafra. We have started that very much in truth and honesty. And nothing is going to stop us. Nothing. We will all die together. We will drown together in barrels of oil. We will perish in our land. If you come in there, we will die with you. That's the promise we've made to you. It's our land. We existed before creation even thought about you. We are one of the original people created on this earth. If you do not know, go and do your research. We are Biafrans, directly descended from the Afarensis stock. They have existed as old as humanity. Go and do your research, because here we do. Because here we are learned. Because here we understand the tricks of the enemy. Because here we have not been blinded by religious stupidity. Here we are very clear. Here we ask you, if you are upset about what we are saying, pick up your phone. One question, you'll be destroyed. One single question, you will crawl back into the shell of ignorance from whence you came. That time you will understand that the work we do here is the work that Chukwu Abiama Chukwu Okike, the creator of the heavens and the earth, have asked us to do. I am doing the work of God. I am speaking the truth. If you think that your version is the truth, pick up the phone and call Radio Biafra. One question from me, you will dissolve like an American ice cream that has expired like the zoo. One single question, you will crumble, because you are all idolatrous. You are all satanic worshippers. I have the proof, and I prove it to you. Here we speak without fear before our enemies. The devil may try, but the power and the glory of the Almighty that made the heavens and the earth surpasses that of any man, and their stupidity and ignorance surpasses it. For the Lord of hosts said to Moses on Mount Sinai, "Thou shalt have no other God but me, for I am a jealous God. No image, nothing whatsoever. Every honor and glory must come to me." I believe in listening to and adhering to what Chukwu Abiama said to Moses than what men concocted at the Council of Nicaea. They must be mad to think that I will fall for such nonsense. Rubbish. Here we preach the gospel. If you don't like it, you can drown in your pit of incessant and ceaseless ignorance. That is why there is no electricity where you come from. Have you ever asked yourself, why don't we have running water at Onitsha? Why no running water at Owerri? Why is it we cannot generate electricity in Enugu when there is coal? Then you will know that indeed you are ignorant. Very, very ignorant. This is Radio Biafra. We cure you of that disease of black African mentality. Incapable of reasoning. Incapable. That is why you go and beg for American visa. You beg for British visa. You even beg to go to Vietnam. That shows you are not a human being. You are an animal. Or else you will stay where there is coal, where there is oil, where there is palm oil, where you have lakes, where you have forests, where you have hills, where you have valleys and flatlands, where you have everything any other race can crave for. Yet you are poor, and you have not asked yourself, why am I poor in the midst of plenty? That, my dear people, is the height of ignorance, and we are here to cure you of that disease. You must be cured. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister himself has joined me. The barrister is a good man. He is also a very great Biafran, and I'm humbled and honored to welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who, as always, as ceaseless as we have been, as relentless as we have been, he has joined us this evening as usual to perform this very wonderful task. Not that men may enjoy, but that all honor and glory may go to Chukwu Abiama. The barrister, I will please enjoin you. I will welcome you. I will also ask you to do the same to to the millions upon millions of Biafrans listening all over this very earth, across the entire 24 time zones of the world, the only indigenous broadcaster capable of making that very feat. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. Good evening to all of you out there. Our listeners, people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, and those who love Biafrans, and those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart. We thank you. Not only Biafran people are listening to us, we have people from all across the globe who are eager to support us, who are eager to welcome what we are doing. Those who support us physically, morally, financially, we thank you as we thank you on a daily basis every evening when we congregate, when we converge to discuss, bring about opinions and suggestions on how to bring about the restoration of Biafra. We thank all of you, wherever you are. We know who you are, and you yourself know who you are. We welcome you today. We thank you. We acknowledge you. We appreciate all of you. We respect all of you individually for all you do secretly, even without us knowing. All of you do quite a lot of things to support and bring about the restoration of Biafra. We thank you for everything you do for us, and we carry on and hope you continue relentless to support Biafra until we restore our nation, and of course until we go home, wherever we are, east, west, north or south. We are not in our homeland. We are abroad. We are sojourners in foreign lands. Director was telling you earlier, even our people get visas to go to Cambodia. Some get visas to go to an unknown places as far as it's not the zoo. And who are these people going? Biafrans. Who are these people going everywhere for search of food? Biafrans. And they have the food at home. They have the food beneath them. They have the food under their own houses. Yet, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram occupy everywhere. But we shall see very soon as we walk towards the restoration. May God bless all of you. We thank you steadily, regularly, for your support, for your listenership. As our numbers increase daily, we appreciate it. Director is on throne again today. As usual, we ask you to give us the support that you've been continuously giving us. And of course, do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you hear your name. And please get your pen and paper in case you have something to write. We are here with you, and Director, I am with you 24/7. Good evening.
Thank you, the very eminent barrister himself. It is an honor and pleasure to have you as a Biafran. I consider it a privilege to serve my country beside you. I am indeed humbled. Thank you very much. You shall remain with me. The barrister will remain with me. This is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding this very evening to first of all give you the number with which you can reach Radio Biafra on, so that when our lines open, you'll be able to call us to give us the benefit of your views. We are making it abundantly clear that we are where we are today as a combination of the glory and the grace of Chukwu Abiama, and also for the ceaseless support of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Do not think that when we castigate those who are not doing anything, that we are castigating you as well. That is not correct, because you are making it possible for the voices of your people to be heard everywhere that any human being resides on the face of this planet. Therefore, you have accomplished so much. But there is more to come. There is more to come. Therefore, we ask you that the same resilience you're going to show in the building of the new Biafra, because we just can't get Biafra, and you say, oh, let there be light and there'll be light. No. We have to build power stations. It takes a lot of discipline and hard work to be able to make that to happen. That is why we are also in the process of training you as a result of your ceaseless support to understand that similar sacrifice will be required all through this very journey until Biafra comes. One thing you can count on as night follows day is that we are not going to disappoint you. We will not let you down. We will not dine with the enemies. We will not compromise. We cannot sell our soul. We cannot be bought. We can't be bribed. There is nothing they can do. The only choice is Biafra. They give it to us, and maybe we can leave them. But the name Nigeria must go. They do not give it to us, we destroy every living organism. Everybody will go down. And go and meet Lugard where he is. This is Radio Biafra. Our number to call when our lines open remains +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. That is the main studio number for Radio Biafra. We are also on Skype. The Skype details is very, very simple. Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. When the time comes, you can call us. We don't need to accept you for you to be able to make a call through to us. Go ahead. If we accept everybody, then there will be no space left for Skype anymore. Believe you me. That is why we don't accept your request to be added to Radio Biafra list on Skype. If we accept everybody, Skype will crash. They can't handle it. So that is why we ask you. You can add us. You can add your country's radio station to the list of the contacts that you have. But please, you are at liberty to call us when our lines open. Our lines are not open yet. I must go to break the news headlines, and after that, I shall go to the barrister to give us his assessment, his understanding, his take on it, before we then open our lines for you to call us. When that time comes, I shall inform you, and therefore, we must make it very clear to you to please go and get your pen and paper. Get it very ready, because here we educate, we inform, and we enlighten. This is the university that some of you did not go to. Even if you went to one where they are striking every other 4 hours, here you get everything that you lost. People come here to be educated, including British parliamentarians, including Norwegian parliament, with proof. Legislators in Norway are listening to Radio Biafra. People come here to learn what they do not know before. We can't tell you what why Obama visited the Pope, but very soon we shall tell you. This is Radio Biafra. We must also remember every blessed day our overall commander, Philip F. Young. Philip F. Young must know that we cannot forget him. It's impossible. People have been showing us pictures of the highway they want to build in his honor. We are saying that Philip F. Young will be studied the same way that people study science and religion. People will study Philip F. Young. He is one of us. He's our hero. He was our commander and very briefly our head of state as well. We honor him. Philip F. Young, we mean. We honor him. He's a man of honor, a man of valor. Philip F. Young did not join any political party. Philip F. Young did not dine with the enemies. Philip F. Young remained faithful throughout. And in keeping with all of us and our mentality, this man that did not sell out at any point, he's been forgotten. This is Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra. We cannot forget him. The statue of Philip F. Young will be the tallest in all of Biafra land. He will be honored. He's a man of honor. So he will be honored. So people must relax. Philip F. Young is on our radar. He is going to play a very prominent role in this very restoration of Biafra. Though he's dead, his spirit is with us. We must go on to go and bring you the news headlines today. And as always, from the Zoological Republic, Nigeria is the Zoological Republic, so we must follow our news very carefully. We are reporting today that blood continues to flow, courtesy of Frederick Lugard, courtesy of British government duplicity. The Labour government are making it very clear. Because a conservative member of parliament named the daughter Biafra in protest. So it wasn't everybody in Britain that supported the murderous Harold Wilson Labour government. This is what you have given to us. Blood is again flowing in Benue. Blood is flowing. The killing is ceaseless. The Hausa Fulani people are taking control of Benue. And after that, they move into Enugu. And then it's over for most people. President of Sultan's Toy Boy, I prefer to call Jonathan the Sultan's Toy Boy. He's older than the Sultan. But the Sultan tells him what to do. Jonathan, go and dialogue with Boko Haram and he will. I don't marginalize Muslims. Jonathan is pleading with the Sultan. I don't. How can Muslims talk of marginalization when they've been running the country and looting it dry? But that is the hypocrisy of a modern African. Hypocrisy. Hypocritical nationalism. You don't believe in Nigeria, but out of hypocrisy, you claim you're all one because you want oil money and people to sell building materials near your house, which Igbos will gladly do to open up spare parts shop. They will do it for you. Slave by any other name. Nobody is satisfied with President Jonathan, according to a Hausa man, Bashir Tufa. But nobody is happy with Hausa Fulani people either. They don't tell themselves that, do they? Because they have the support of the cowardly weasel-like Yoruba people. Cowards and weasels. I wish the idiot ratting about me can at least say this is who I am and come up for a debate. No, they hide and write. The Sultan of Sokoto and other people are protesting the marginalization of Muslims at the National Conference. How about the Hanese? They are killing their children. Oh, dear Lord. The people killing Igbo people are saying they're being marginalized. In other words, they want you to bring out more people for them to kill. And those who are being killed are saying that they're doing well. Can you hear Hanese talk? The answer is no, you can't. Why are they not talking? Because they have been compromised. That's what happens when you take money. You cannot speak the way I speak. You can't now because you have taken money, haven't you? That's why they can't speak. The person killing you is claiming marginalization. And America is listening. America will push you to go and vote $100 billion to go and reconstruct the North that they themselves destroyed. Not an invading force. Professor Wole Soyinka, our presidential system of government breed corrupt leaders. Did you wake up this morning? This man talks so much rubbish. So you've just woken up. I would have thought that somebody who won Nobel laureate should have known all this. That when it comes to modern governance and Africa, what you breed is corruption. Regardless of the system you run, they are all inept and corrupt people. Inept and corrupt. Because the glory of God is not with them. They are worshipping idol. They are satanic in their hearts. That is why nothing they touch can ever prosper. As if he doesn't know. He should know that, of all people. After all, he's a Nobel laureate. The new CBN governor, Emefiele, or Emelife, I don't know what his name is. I will review Sanusi's $266 billion deficit. And then what happens after that? Is that going to give us electricity or water or good roads? I'll review the deficit. Monkey, come and chop banana. Lamido of Adamawa threatens to secede. We will join our people in the Cameroon. We will join them in the Cameroon, according to the Lamido of Adamawa. In other words, he has relatives in the Cameroon. Not you at Ochanja Market. You are not the relative. You at Isi Alangwa. No, he has found his relatives in the Cameroon. But when it comes to buying private jets, when they need money to live large, they say, oh, one Nigeria to get your oil. When you're trekking through the desert and swimming through the Mediterranean and dying to come to Europe to come and become a fifth class slave, not a citizen. They are having fun. Do you know who gave them the power? The same people that gave you Christianity, that the Hausas may kill you, Fulani Muslim may kill you. He has now remembered that he has relatives in Cameroon. Why the federal government of the Zoological Republic is partnering with U.S. government to repatriate Abacha loot? I have a question for the Americans. Why is it you're always talking about somebody's loot when they are dead? How about those who are living? America, you have antitrust laws. In other words, anybody running a monopoly, if you set your foot in America, you go to prison. Why have you not jailed Dangote? You issued a warning to the Best family. Have you forgotten? The Oppenheimers in South Africa. They come to America, they will go to jail because they control the diamond trade in Antwerp, in Belgium, where they set the price. And you're not happy because your hand is not in it. Because of that, they are banned from coming to the U.S. People don't know this, do they? That the diverse family, those that, and the Oppenheimers, of course, those that own the mining interest in all the deep mines in South Africa that mine diamonds, that goes to Antwerp in Belgium, where they set the prices. So you don't know they can't go to America because the trade in diamond is considered to be a cartel, more or less a monopoly. Because of that, they have fallen foul of the American antitrust laws. In other words, if they set foot there, they go to jail for 25 years. The same thing happened to British Airways for trying to fix the transatlantic fares. People don't know this, do they? But you're listening to Radio Biafra. And you have not made a mistake. You have come here to learn, and we shall teach you. And we shall also learn from you every blessed day. Why is it that the American government always are worried about the loot of the people who are dead? How about Tinubu, Yoruba man, Yoruba? How many Yoruba men, corrupt, insipidly corrupt Yoruba men, have accounts in the U.S.? Our dear beloved U.S. government. That was wanted to talk about so that others will not do the same thing. These are the people we want you to talk about, that others may not commit the same nonsense. Abacha is dead. How about Tinubu? Tinubu is alive. Why does Tinubu have a bank account in the U.S.? How many U.S. senators have bank accounts in Lagos or in Ekiti? When you see black people, there is always a justification because they can't think properly. And now the news in detail. It was a bloody day for residents of Benue and Borno states yesterday when suspected Fulani headsmen and Boko Haram killed 70 people, among them 5 policemen. We told you they bleed as well, didn't we? The bloodbath came despite an appeal by Senate President David Mark on Tuesday, urging terrorists to stop the killing, even as the Inspector General of Police Mohammed Abubakar on Monday deployed 4 units of mobile force to Benue and other trouble spots in the north. At least 60 people were killed in Agena village of Umbalum district of Gowa East local government area of Benue state after gunmen suspected to be Fulani headsmen invaded the village in the early hours of yesterday. As at press time, it remains unclear as to the number of the dead who are being moved to the morgue of the Federal Medical Center in Makurdi, where residents of the state capital trooped in their large numbers to behold the gory sight. An eyewitness from the village, who simply gave his name as Taopin, told newsmen at the hospital that the invaders stormed the community around 5 a.m., shooting and killing people mercilessly. Dear British government, this is your creation. This is your handiwork. Do you see what you have done? Didn't Achebe tell you? They have rendered asunder those things that put us together, and things have fallen apart. There is no putting it back together again. That is the man who is a Nobel laureate, not somebody that nobody can remember, even a pamphlet that he wrote. But because you hate us, because you know we are the children of God, you want to turn everything upside down. The same way you killed the Jews during the Spanish Inquisition, because you were jealous that they are the children of God. You killed them, but you couldn't finish killing them, did you? You sent Hitler. Hitler did not finish killing them, because God said, "These are my children." And today they are one of the feared, most feared armed forces on this earth. The same thing will happen with Biafra. We are not begging anybody. We have come to die, not to live. So we have nothing to fear anyway. We are telling you today, this is what you created. Killing, killing, killing on a daily basis. The British gave us killing. This is it. After all, that was how Frederick Lugard came. Lugard set up Nigeria through killing, and the killing has continued. The British people taught Hausa Fulani people how to rig elections. They showed them how to falsify census figures. Till today, they themselves entrenched corruption in the zoo, because these are black people. They cannot reason. Impossible. And I keep asking people, apart from your corrupt New Testament that they gave you, what else did they bring you that served any useful purpose? Tell me now. Let us listen. Nothing. Some will say education. They made you more stupid because you can't even reason properly. Education. Engineer who cannot engineer a road. Education. Professor of nuclear physics that cannot differentiate between the various components of an atom. That is the education they gave you. Black people. President Goodluck Jonathan has denied allegation that he is marginalizing Muslims in his policies. Rather, the president reiterated on Wednesday his commitment to be fair and just to all Nigerians, irrespective of religious and ethnic affiliation. The president said this in Abuja when he met in closed-door meeting a delegation of the Nigeria Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs. The delegation was led by its leader, the Sultan of Sokoto, Saad Abubakar III, and the Secretary General of this council, Ishak Oloyede. Oloyede, a professor who spoke to State House correspondents after the meeting, said the president had told them that the administration did not deliberately marginalize the Muslims, as reported in the media. Can anybody tell me who is marginalizing who in the zoo? That is what happens when you communicate in English language. Black people do not understand English very well. Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani people, Muslims, of which this Saad Abubakar is in charge of, are the ones killing Christians. They are the ones killing Biafran people. They are the ones killing Igbo people. They still have the cheek and the temerity to stand up and say, we are being marginalized. Hypocrisy. We must continue. Bashir Othman Tofa, former presidential flag bearer of the defunct National Republican Convention NRC and staunch member of the APC, in his interview said that the condemnable President Goodluck Jonathan style of leadership is the reason why the country is in a mess. People do not understand that it is actually an apostasy for you, a Muslim, to allow a non-Muslim to rule over you. That is why they will keep campaigning. That is why Buhari will keep running until he gets in there. And if he, of course, if there will be an election, may God help them. They said that Jonathan should not be there, Hausa people, because it is their throne, is their right. And who gave them that right? Who are the people today giving Hausa people the right to come out and speak so boldly about a serving president, albeit an imbecilic one, like Jonathan? It's the British government. Hausas can kill all of you. Britain will not say anything. All of you carrying New Testament, King James Version, New International Version, all of you will be slaughtered by Muslims. The same people that gave you the Bible will not say anything. Nothing. They won't say anything. Because they see you as stupid and an idiot for accepting the rubbish they gave to you. Look at them. They're killing you. Have they said anything? The answer is no. Why is Ohaneze quiet? Because Ohaneze is full of Christians. They can't speak. The same disease has afflicted them. Look on the other side when your people are being slaughtered. If they ask you, say, I'm a Christian, I'm forgiving. You're a slave. The Sultan of Sokoto, Al-Haji Saeed Abubakar III, on Wednesday led some prominent Muslims in the zoo to the presidential villa in Abuja to protest what they call their marginalization at a closed-door meeting. I don't know if I've read this before. I've read it. I hate seeing this boy's face. It makes me sick. Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka yesterday took a swipe at the presidential system of government being practiced in Nigeria, describing it as a model that breeds corrupt leaders. He also regretted that those who were not elected bulldozed their way into public office under the present structure of governance. Soyinka, who was among the panelists at the inaugural public service debate convened by the St. John's Forum, titled "Will Nigeria Be Better Served by a Parliamentary System of Government?" in Lagos, the event which also had the former Minister for External Affairs, Mr. Ajumo Gobia, whatever that name means, Deputy Senior President Senator Ike Ekweremadu, who was represented by Professor Okechukwu Oko, Dr. Abdulraufu Mustafa, as panelists, was moderated by former Commonwealth Secretary General Chief Emeka Anyaoku. Oh God, African people, they make me laugh. What they are telling you, in effect, these are the so-called learned people. They cannot search within themselves to find a system of governance that is best suited to their climate and their condition. They must look to what a white man did before, either presidential system or parliamentary system. There's nothing called an African system, you know, because these people are not educated. I told you they don't know anything. What it means is that what you find in your area, you utilize it to govern your people. Parliamentary system of government works in Britain. It cannot work in the USA. The same way, go to Africa, go and devise your own system of governance or government to best serve the needs of your people, having taken into consideration the characteristics, the value system, and the makeup. The nomenclature of your people. That is what you take into account. But they don't know. Oh, because we tried the presidential system, it didn't work. Let's try parliamentary. What system did you have when the first coup took place? What system did you have when corruption under Okotiebo was so rampant, it was unbelievable? It was, my dear Soyinka, Nobel laureate. It was a parliamentary system of government that was found to be so diseased and corrupt that there was a coup in the country. Or have you forgotten? No wonder he doesn't want to meet me in a debate. They want parliamentary. The presidential is not good. Because these are the things you borrowed from other people. They are not yours, my dear. Your presidential system and parliament, they are not your own. You can create your own. Go back to the way you were before. Try to modernize those approaches to governance. And then you survive in Africa. Or else, you're bound to live perpetually in poverty and ignorance. Somebody should go and explain it to Wole Soyinka. He doesn't understand it. He's a Nobel laureate. Nigeria's next governor of the Central Bank, Mr. Godwin Emefiele, yesterday promised to review the past expenditure profiles of the nation's apex bank to find out why it ran a budget deficit of 260 billion every day. Billion. Not thousands or millions. Billion. Where did 266 billion go to? Nigeria doesn't borrow money from the financial markets. No, they don't. Because all their bond yields are backed up by future sales of oil. So they don't. As a matter of fact, those that claim they read economics, they understand economics. Our line is here, is open. It's +44783130836. Come and make a fool of the certificate you have. They are running a deficit of 266 billion. My dear Sanusi, how come? Did you borrow the money to finance Social Security, which they do in Britain? Did you borrow the money to finance any capital infrastructural development? The answer is no. Therefore, the world must listen to this. Where is the 266 billion naira stolen in the zoo? The money is gone. There was a mild drama on Wednesday at the venue of the ongoing national conference when the Lamido of Adamawa, Alhaji Muhammadu Bakindo Mustafa, told his fellow delegates, "Does this name not sound Arabic to you? They want to come and join this name with somebody answering Christian Ichuku Dobe." Just imagine an Arabic name. How many Arabs are in England going to the Queen and saying, my caliphate at Surrey or my Kent caliphate? It doesn't happen. But they say we should be together in one. Why don't you go and bring in people from Afghanistan, the Taliban, and give them a caliphate in England? If you have them as a caliphate, I will become a one Nigerian. Go and make Norwich a caliphate. Or Northampton, make it a caliphate, an Islamic caliphate. Then you will see what we are saying. Then you will understand that you have deceived us, that you have brought evil into our lives, that you did not mean well for us. You want us to die. That is why you gave us your Bible to be reading. As Muslims, you're supporting and killing us. Go and turn Northumbria into a caliphate, that we know you're serious. This is a man from a caliphate speaking. His name is Alhaji Muhammadu Bakindo Mustafa. Does that sound like somebody you want to be in a country with? The answer is no, of course. Mad people. Noting, he said that whereas many people in the country will have nowhere to run to in the event of disintegration, myself and my people in Adamawa Kingdom will have no such problem, as we will simply cross the border to join our kit and kin in the Republic of Cameroon. That's where the natives are. Yorubas have their own in Benin Republic, in Cotonou, all the way to Togo. You are a Biafran. You are not related to them. If your brother or sister is married to Yoruba, that is Chineke Cameroon Abere. Is here now. The man has mentioned his relatives, that his relatives are in the Cameroon. He did not say that his relatives are in Calabar or that the relatives are in Bayelsa. He said Cameroon. But they are coming to discuss one Nigeria, you know. But mind you, my relatives are in Cameroon. To tell you what the Europeans did to you is to plant something inside you that forever and ever you will remain an idiot. You can't escape it, the ignorance they put on your head. Don't mind your stupid shiny degree. Oh, I'm working for Microsoft, for Google. I was the first man to carry a file from office A to office B in Texas. Rubbish. You are a slave. A big, big, big fat slave. That's who you are. These people came and caught the people of Adamawa into two. One is in Cameroon, one is in the zoo. Now the zoo is not threat, of course, it's disintegrating. They are now looking for their relatives. Our own people are there talking nonsense about one Nigeria. The Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Mr. Muhammad Bello Adoke, said yesterday that Nigeria will do all within its powers to support moves by the U.S. Department of Justice to ensure that funds looted by former military head of state, General Sani Abacha, were repatriated to the country. And then when the money comes back, what are you going to do with it? I ask America, America should keep the money and use it to look after Biafrans in America, or use it to underwrite weapons, give us weapons. What is the money? So if they bring it back, what will happen to the money? This same man speaking, Adoke, will take the same money and go back to the same bank and put it there. Revolving doors of looters and criminals. They have gathered the largest collection of robbers on earth. It's happening. They call it confab. There is our news today for those who can appreciate what we are trying to do, which is to cleanse your brain of every cobweb of ignorance and stupidity and replace it with sound reasoning and common sense. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister promised me that he will remain with me. The barrister said he will be loyal, that he will stand beside me in battle. I will now call upon the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, to please give us the benefit of his understanding of our news presentation this day, the 27th day of March, in the year of our Lord 2014. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the news discussion. Director, just only put some gloss on it because you've already dissected and analyzed the news yourself. I couldn't stop laughing here when I hear the man that you mentioned his name, a very long name, trying to belong to somewhere within the borders of Biafra, but he's looking for his people in Cameroon. Director, to be honest, they don't belong to Cameroon. They belong to Chad. It's everything that the Hausa Fulani does. It's always deception. Now, they are using what we call reverse psychology on Goodluck Jonathan, who doesn't know what he's doing. How could you be killing Biafrans? Goodluck Jonathan has the highest number of people who are Hausa Fulani Boko Haram working with him. And now they are claiming marginalization. Director, can you see? They are using reverse psychology on this guy. And of course, he doesn't know. He's only defending himself. Can you see? They got him. They got him to start defending himself. So obviously, it's like you have a girlfriend and you think that your girlfriend is draining. You said to your girlfriend, look, I don't think you love me enough, you know. But this girlfriend gave you anything you wanted as a man. So using a reverse psychology on your girlfriend, the girl would like to kill herself for you. This is what Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram are now doing to Jonathan. And he's accepting it and start defending himself. What a shame. You are killing me. You are taking my oil. You are in every governmental department. They are heads of aviation. They are heads in oil. They are heads in health. They are heads in military. They are heads in every director mentioned it. And now they are telling the same man who does not know his left to his right that they have been marginalized. Director, you see, when you hear things like this, you know that the person they are dealing with, they are demoting and controlling him. There's no other way you can describe it. They are using first-class reverse psychology on this guy. Paul Goodluck Jonathan, he started to defend himself. Can you see the way the houses work? Of course, Director, me and you always argue about this. You said that the houses of Fulani Boko Haram are intelligent. They are not. They are being supported by British. The British are the people who tell them what to do. They are the ones that tell them, say this, behave this way. They are as intelligent as you think they are. They are being propelled by the British. They are the people giving them all these ideas. As you rightly said, who amongst them ever spoken to any head of state like this? But they can boldly speak to Goodluck Jonathan anyhow, anytime, any day. They are saying that his system of government is rubbish. Who made it difficult for him? Is it not Buhari who promised him? As you earlier said, Director, that if you're a Christian, you are an infidel. There was a news that was written last night about all the promise the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram gave on how they will carry on killing those who are not Muslims. As far as you are not a Muslim, the Muslim will not allow you to be at the head of affairs. Once we look at them as uncircumcised people, then do you want to say something?
No, go ahead. I said I agree with you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Why we look at them as uncircumcised people? They look at you as infidel. They call you unrighteous people. Can you see?
people who are the children of God are now unrighteous. Can you believe such things?
You look at them as uncircumcised. They look at you as unrighteous. Can you see the politics in all this?
I'm telling you.
Director, it's shameful, very disgraceful. They have changed Lamido Sanusi Lamido to another Lamido Sanusi Lamido. What would this guy do? What would he change? Would he bring electricity on the road?
No.
Would this guy bring good drinking water?
No.
Would he make things possible for the young little kids that sell things on the gutter, on
no.
the road?
No, is the answer. No, is the answer.
Jesus Christ, do you see in that zoo, children are the ones bringing food for mommy and dad? Have you ever seen such atrocity? Little children at the age of 5, 6, they are on the corner road selling biscuits, selling oil, selling this, selling kerosene. Director, this is our system. Just like you pointed out, why can't we devise our own way of doing things? Why must we copy? Our people are so stupid that they won't copy this
right
example. Why are we not like Americans?
And they mess it up.
Like the British?
You know, I'm black African people, and they always mess it up. They can't do it.
You know what I was thinking last week? Because I got some cows to sheep. I said, why can't I wait until Biafra comes so that we know whether we will be driving right or whether we'll be driving left? I was thinking this last week. I said, okay, if I take all these cars home and I want to change it to left, Biafra comes tomorrow and Biafra says right. I start spending money. I said, no. I will wait until Biafra comes, director. It's about how we start doing things in our own way. Not copying any Jupiter, not copying any Tom, not copying any Harry. Nobody to copy at all, director. We need to initiate our own things. We need to do our own things. Rather than to copy, why the Americans are doing this work? Are you a white person? British people are just, you have the same value system. The people you are copying do not know anything called extended family. They don't know how to look after one another.
Thank you very much. Thank you, director. Please go ahead. Barrister, continue.
Director, I tell you this, director. When I was studying my BA in sociology, Margaret Thatcher told us that there is nothing like society. This goes against the ethics of Biafrans. We are people that we belong to societal community. We believe in one another. We believe in looking after one another. But here, a white man value, they don't care. Everybody's selfish. As Doc can put it, everybody does things in his or her own interest. No, Biafrans, we don't do things in our own interest. We do things collectively. You see a child of your brother or your neighbor running on the road, say, hey, don't do that. What if you go there, a car runs you? Here, a child will be climbing a tree, you look away. Because if you make a noise, they will start cursing you. They say, well, is it your business? Has it got anything to do with you? Director, we don't have the same value system with these people. Why are we copying? Even the education we learn from them, why can't I even use it at home? Because it's not the same. That's why most of our brothers and sisters are not doing anything with what they have studied. The only difference is that you have an advanced knowledge of how to do things. That's all. Director, it's quite a big shame. Our people bring themselves to look like white. They want to look like Italians. They want to do things like Americans. It's not the same, my brothers and sisters. Why can't we be who we are? That we are blacks. We are created differently. Our ideas are completely different. Director, anything I tell you is not the same thing I'll tell the white man. We are not the same at all. But religion brought everything to come and confuse us. If you say your people say, please don't do that, don't talk about religion. Why can't
Who is the person?
Why can't we? Because this has
who is the person that said we can't talk about? Why? That is the root of your stupidity. That is where your stupidity is anchored. That is the beginning of your ignorance. Your hopelessness. Why you don't have running water? It's because of that. If you ask me, I'll prove it to you. They gave you nonsense. Gave you rubbish and you're running around.
And do you know why I'm so upset? Okay, we should not talk about this. We should not talk about that. Look at how our people are being killed. Are they talking about it? I mean, the same people who brought you the Bible, are they talking about it? No. So you don't talk about religion and you don't talk about the death of your own people. Their death means nothing. Nobody's talking about you. And then you want to talk about somebody else's religion. You want to talk about somebody else's business. Of course, the law knows, do others, don't do your own. It baffles me, director. And of course, fortunately, unfortunately, the way you see it, you and I will not see the truth and look away. We have to say it.
Why?
That is why they don't, Biafra is existing.
Barrister.
Of course, some will argue that we are wrong, but majority will say we are
barrister,
right.
Barrister, listen to me. Any day, let me warn you now, in case you didn't know before. Any day you stop speaking the truth on this platform, you will die. I'm telling you right now, so you bear that in mind, so you will know it. On this very platform, we swore to speak the truth regardless of the consequences. That was the oath we took. And here we speak the truth. The question is very simple. If they love you so much, the same people that brought you salvation, why are they supporting Muslims to kill you? Instead of you to be shouting and running around, go to Rome and ask them. Pope John Sistus the 96th. What have you done? My people are dying, they're killing me. You can't do it. Stop be talking nonsense. They think we are some low life scumbag cowards from Africa. You must be insane. Here we tell you the truth. If you don't like it to jump, you to go and take a rope and hang yourself. And do the world a favor. Because your ignorance, we cannot handle it. There's such ignorance that is fueling the mass migration from Africa into Europe to provide cheap labor. That was how they programmed you. You think like a fool. That is why in your village there is no housing. That is why in your village there is no running water. That is why in your village the school system has crumbled. Yet you don't want to ask yourself, why are these things happening to me? Please, Barrister, continue.
Thank you, Director. Director, let me wind up very quickly. And before I go, Director, let me remind you. I told you about the BBC reporter whom I challenged that they are not reporting anything. They are world reporters, but they are reporting nationally. He said to me, I should forward information that the Hassan Fulani Boko Haram are killing Biafrans. Director, I put it back to you. And I put it to you that that's your responsibility. As our headmaster, to forward all those information to him. I could have done it, but Anaharishi, Bomano Tulaju, I cannot overtake Director to go and do things that are not within my power. Therefore, Director, I'm putting it back to you. I've sent the information about the guy, the BBC reporter, who wants to now learn from us as if they don't know. But please, Director, do it as you normally do things. Push all the information to him. Let him know that we know what they know and pretend they do not know. For we are Biafra.
I like that.
Our radio Biafra, Director, we don't mince words. We don't hide away from reality. We don't shy away from it. We tell you as it is. Because our people must live and will not die. We've died enough. And we are here, our radio Biafra, to protect, preserve, reserve, and resurrect the name of Biafra and the entire nation. Director, I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you. Before you stand by, Barrister, are you there? Barrister, can you hear me? No. Barrister is indeed standing by. He is standing by. I wanted to ask the barrister about his, he said, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. They have replaced him with Lamido Sanusi Lamido.
Director, go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead.
No, you said it's about what you said that they have replaced one Sanusi Lamido. No, they have replaced Sanusi Lamido Sanusi with Lamido Sanusi Lamido.
The opposite.
The same result. Very original. I like that.
Where are we meeting?
The same thing.
We are watching them.
Of course,
we are watching all of them.
We can't let them rest. They cannot.
We've got satellite now. No,
somebody said they will bomb the transmitter. They will bomb it. So when we started when the satellite started, somebody cheekily asked them how they're going to bomb the satellite.
I don't know how they'll bomb satellite. They'll go over the moon.
Oh God, black people. From
Africa. Director, take this away from me.
Thank you very much. The very eminent Barrister himself, and our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call is +44 7831 308 376. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. And also, the coordinator's line is also open. We also cater for our coordinators. Sometimes we are very hard at them. We know that. It's only because we want them to work very hard to go and resurrect their country. That is all. That is what we're doing. But on top of that, anybody that fails to perform cannot be part of us. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Our Skype lines are open. They gave us iPads in America. I did not say iPad. I said iPads with S at the end of it to do your work for you. We must go and take this call. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. I can see you. Can you hear me? Forget about your system and speak to me.
Yeah, director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please turn your system down and speak to us. The world is waiting to hear your voice. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Anthony Chibuzo Amechi calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please turn your system down. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, I've done it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I welcome you back from England.
Thank you. I'm in England. I came back from USA.
Yes, I welcome you back. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Shalom.
Go ahead.
Shalom. Shalom, sir. Director, I want to applaud my fellow Biafrans in the whole world and in Malaysia also. We are having our meeting here tomorrow in Kapong. We are having our meeting here in Kapong tomorrow. So I want everybody to come to our meeting because we are in gathering today. I was preaching the gospel there. So some of them don't know what we are doing. So I try to let them know that we are having our meeting here in Kapong tomorrow. So everybody should be around. And next tomorrow, being Saturday, we are having our general meeting in Charas. I want everybody to attend our meeting here. That's the announcement I want to make. And another thing I want to say here is that, Director, you know that when Christ is in the world, I don't know the time, but when Christ is in the world, why the key Christ is? Because the people.
He was speaking the truth. He was speaking the truth. Very simple. That people are corrupt. He spoke the truth.
Yeah, and they think that he will come from the rich family like Dangote family or any other place, but they didn't know that he come from God know how the man will, the Messiah will come. So that is why people don't know that the Messiah have come to rescue us from the hands of the Hausa oligarchies. So they don't know. So now I'm telling our people here to wake up. Better wake up and join us in Malaysia here in Kipong. Another thing I want to say, Director, if our general co-director in Malaysia here is listening, let him put eye in Kipong zone so that we will know what we are doing here because we are not having members here. Among Malaysians, it's only Kipong is going behind. I'm telling you honestly. So
We need them to come out and to support this very effort. We need them to identify with their fellow citizens of Biafra as well, wherever they are. Thank you very much for that. And that was a very clear announcement because that is what we welcome here sometimes. People must continue meeting. You must continue gathering. You must continue pulling all yourselves together because the work you're doing is not for man. It is for Chukwu Abiama. Give us your name and where you are, the caller. On Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, please, we are from China. Nemeko Sobie.
Please go ahead. That is my son's name. Yeah, please go ahead.
Here from Ibiasegbe, Imo State, Odo West, Nigeria.
You are not from Nigeria. If you are from Nigeria,
from Ibiasegbe, Odo West, Defaland, sorry.
That's better.
No. Yeah.
Please go ahead. Sorry. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Sir, the reason why I called yesterday, when you asked Barrister to welcome the Biafra in the diaspora and all over the world, and Barrister was saying something that that the British is not the actual problem, that is the stockish, where this guy came from, Lugard came from. And I meant to disagree with him, with all due respect, because I meant to understand that, during the war, Israel, was prepared to come and assist, the Biafran, and the Britain, being British, then set up a flight with Egyptian pilot to go and, distract them.
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. He cannot hear me. He was trying to make a very valid point, but he cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us for the very first time, it is our duty to welcome you. And it is also your duty to welcome other people as well. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are here. If you wish to participate in this live interactive session, the only place where you can get live interactive radio on a truly global scale is on Radio Biafra. Our line is +447831308376. Also, the coordinator's line is open. Also, our Skype line is open from where we are picking this next call. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Raise your voice. Come closer to your microphone. Raise your voice and speak to us. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Wadike Ndudizi from Malaysia. Calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I'm thanking you for what you have been doing for us. May the good Lord continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Actually, I want to tell you people from the Benue State that Boko Haram is killing them now. I believe they are receiving their reward, because when they do the first fight, Biafra fight, Benue State was in the north, mostly in Plateau State. When they killed the Igbos in Plateau State, throwing them in the ridge, in the big ridge, what they call ridge, yeah? What Benue people did was they claimed the houses of the Igbos in Plateau State. We didn't do a lot of it. So when the Igbos came back, they are dragging their houses with the Benue people in Plateau State, which just. So I must tell you that this is the reward that God is giving them for now. So that's what, and again, you know, in the zone called Nigeria, you see how the Sanusi and so-called others are backing up the money. You see people hustling, children feeding their parents, and the barrister said that was so truth. It's complete truth. It was children are hustling there in the upper land, there in the zoo, hustling, feeding their parents, feeding their brothers and sisters. Even there are no children, nobody is going to school again. They are in the Zoom. Everybody now is a business woman and woman. They are in Biafra land. Little children, little girls, little boys. Everyone you see, carrying person, carrying tray, carrying everything, hustling in the Biafra land. That was so terrible. All they know, they can't even afford a job to our people. All they know is to packing up the money, billions of naira, not even millions. Wow, that is so terrible. I believe God will surely punish them for that. And I really believe, Director, we have to go after these people. These people, we will never stay behind for them to come after us. We will not allow what happened in the first Biafra war to come again. We are going to be the first people.
I don't know why this thing seems to be cutting off. I have no idea. The caller on the line, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Turn your system down. Yes, speak to us. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Jude.
Jude, who? What is your surname?
My name is Jude Emele.
Jude Emele.
Sweden.
From Sweden. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak to Nana Carlo.
My name is Nnamdi Kanu, not Carlo. N-U.
Carlo, okay.
K-A-N-U. N as in November. U, not L. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I want to contribute to Radio Biafra. And I appreciate all you've been doing. And, you know, I want God to continue to bless you and guide you throughout this mission.
You say?
But I have one observation to
go make. Ahead, please make it.
My observation is, I think Jonathan is on the edge, and as far as I'm concerned, I think his political advisors are doing well. He's been in the government for a short period, and we cannot at this point say he's not doing well. I understand the game. I read political science. It's not something you just take a force or something you start, you know, shouting on top of your voices or using, you know, medieval approach. It's a gradual process. I support him and I like his approach, and I believe at the end of the tunnel there will be a light.
Which light is that, my dear brother? What is the light at the end of Jonathan's tunnel? What light are we looking for? Is it the one of approaching, train, or which one? Which light is this?
No. My observation is, or my view is, that at the end of his tenure, there will be a secession, and it will be on a peaceful ground instead of using violence.
How did you come to that conclusion? We want to know. Just educate us.
I came into the conclusion because, first of all...
Go ahead. Are you there? What is going on, for goodness sake? Uche, please try and make sure that Skype is not, that CIA hasn't given money to Skype to stop us. What is going on? We take a call, and after 2 minutes, the call is gone. What type of nonsense is this? What is going on? What is this? I don't believe this. What is going on? Let's take this call. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? I don't know. This is crazy. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please make your point very snappy. Something is cutting all our Skype calls after about 2 minutes. I don't know what is going on. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. My name is Irizumo Luonha. I am calling from Germany. I'm a son of Biafra in Oru East local government area.
Yes.
Director, I just want to appreciate you for all the effort you are doing and for awakening their Biafrans to realize their responsibilities and their duties. And I believe that your work cannot be in vain. Already a Biafra is a done deal. Our work we're waiting for is not if, but when. And that when is already at hand. Having said that, sir, we're actively mobilizing people here in Frankfurt and environs in Germany. I have a personal question I want to ask you, sir.
Go ahead.
And I will like a clarification on this. Right now, I seem to have a conflict of interest. And the conflict of interest is that I am passionate about Biafra. I am passionate about the cause. And I am not only passionate about it, I am doing something about it, both with my resources and both with my time and both with contacts of people. Having said that, sir, I am also a very passionate Christian who believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now, my question is there a room for people like me in this cause? Haven't listened to you, haven't heard what you say about Christianity, haven't also want to let every person know that it's a satanic organization brought by the whites. My question remains, is there any place in this cause for people like me who are passionate about my motherland, Biafra, at the same time not willing to relinquish or renounce my Christian belief because it is something I know is true for me? That is my one question. Again, sir, another second question is, there are fake organizations there pretending to be fighting for the cause of Biafra, which we have seen most of them. One of them is Masop. Bilier have joined the group. There are also several others. My second question is, the fact that there are fake organizations who are not fighting for Biafra but for their selfish interests, does that make the Biafran cause false? Does that make the indigenous people of Biafra, who I believe strongly are championing truly and honestly the cause of Biafrans, does that make us false? If the answer is no, why then should the fact that there are fake pastors, fake Christians, and those who have brought religion to us are hypocrites, which we have seen in different areas, why should their action therefore cast the whole Christianity faith as fault, as you are portraying? This is my question, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Very, very intelligent question and well put. I must commend you for coming and putting it this way. By your questions, you have made more sense than most people I have come across. I will start by answering your first question. Is it possible for somebody to be a Christian and still partake in what we are doing? And the answer is yes. Yes, and another yes. And I will tell you why. Because I grew up in the village. I was brought up in the finest traditions of Biafra, and I imbibed it as I was growing up. There is a name we have in my place, or something the same. Onye na chiya. Onye na chiya. Chi in the sense means your conscience. Anything you want to worship or kiss or bow down before is your business. It doesn't concern me. Anything you want to do is entirely up to you. Nihi na onye na chiya. So everybody has a stake in the new Biafra. What I'm saying is that to me, that Chukwu Abiam is my God. I worship Chukwu Okike. Anybody can worship whatever they want to worship. I have said it before on Radio Biafra that should Boko Haram start chasing the Sultan of Sokoto and he runs to Biafra land and seeks political asylum, we'll grant him asylum. We will not force him to convert to anything else. If he wants to practice his Islam, he's more than welcome to do so. People must understand that. We are Biafran people. We are tolerant by nature because we do not kill. That is important. We understand that everybody has a stake. Even those that do not believe in what we believe in. I don't know for your household what you intend to worship or what you're worshiping. As for mine, I worship the Lord of hosts, Jehovah, Chukwu Abiama. That's whom I worship. So we've resolved that. Everybody is welcome. But nothing is going to stop us from having this debate going forward. You see, having debate doesn't mean that people are quarreling. That is why I said to black people, you copy from white people all the useless bad things. Do you know they debate these things in the House of Parliament in England? Do you know there was a debate in the House of Commons? They asked them, why is it that the future queen or king of England cannot marry a Catholic? People did not know that before. That as the king or queen of England, you are not allowed to marry a Catholic. People didn't know that. It was debated in the House of Commons and the law was passed that said future those in line to the throne of England that they can marry Catholics, there is no problem. It was passed as a law. And before you pass a law in England, my dear, you debate for nearly 2 years. We should not run away from debate. From what you have said now, if not for this debate, you would not have been able to put a very compelling case for your position. And nobody who is sane can argue with that. You've made a very valid point. Nobody can argue with it. That is what we are here for. To bounce off ideas and learn from one another. That is number one. If you are a Christian and you hold on firmly to it, you are more than welcome to practice your faith. As for those of us who are here, Chukwu Abiama is who we worship. That's number one. And about the fake groups, the same way you drew the analogy with the fake groups and trying to draw in the Christian ethos into it, the whole thing that the fact that a few Christians are fake, does it mean all Christians are fake? The answer is also no. I'm not saying that. Does it mean that because we had fake groups in Biafra that all other groups around Biafra are tainted? And I also say to you that the answer to that is no, because there's a very clear difference. Biafra is a designated pursuit of freedom. Those that brought you their own version of Christianity brought it to you to enslave you. We have brought something, or you have brought something, not us, that will free people from bondage. That is the difference. I am not saying there are no good. After all, the Catholic Church through Caritas did wonderful work during the war with Nigeria. Nobody's taking that away from them. They did very good work. But also, when Frederick Lugard came and was cutting off the heads of all the crown princes and all the village heads in our place, they also brought railway, which served their purpose. But that same railway line made it possible for you to move goods from the north down to the south and vice versa, and move people as well. But that did not diminish or take away the fact that what they did was patently evil. So in answer to both your questions, you can be a Christian and be part of this very family. And we expect you not to be a Christian anyway. We were all born into one and baptized as one. That is number one. And it's very difficult for people because we are godly people. And there is one thing I want to introduce here. Are you still listening to me?
Very well, sir.
There is one thing I want to introduce at this point. that a lot of people may find very shocking, but it is true. I believe in the message of Yeshua. In other words, the person that the Greek people call Jesus Christ. I believe in his message. Understand this very clearly. I do. Because I am an Ebonite. Most of you that don't know where they... No, I'm talking about you, my dear brother. Other people who don't know where they come from. I am an Ebonite. And people that are conversant with scriptures, the part that the white people did not scribble away, they will tell you that the Ebonite said yes, that Yeshua came to preach the gospel. They believe in him, in his gospel. But they said, please, please, he is not God. They went to Emperor Constantine to plead with Emperor Constantine not to make Yeshua Messiah. They killed them. I believe in the scripture. I believe in what is preached by Yeshua. I do not believe in the version that these vandals gave to me. That's all I'm saying. So if you are a genuine follower of the teachings of Yeshua, so am I. I believe there should be fairness and justice. The same way I castigate Ohanaeze every blessed day and all corrupt rulers, is it not the same message that Yeshua was preaching against the high priests of the temple, that they were corrupt? Is that not correct? All I'm trying to say to the idiots that doctored the truth and brought this nonsense to us is this. At which point in this preaching of Yeshua did he say that he was God? That's all. And on that, I rest my case. You are more than welcome. I am the Kano. I am a follower of the teachings of Yeshua. I am a follower, a very keen student. I believe that he was sent by God. Yes, no doubt about that. Nobody's disputing that. But the version of the garbage that these vandals, I call them vultures, vandals, they brought to us, is patently rubbish. And I won't accept it. But you're more than welcome to accept it yourself. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. Thank you for answering my question on another dimension, sir, on a different topic about the Biafran cause. Director, I believe firmly in what you are doing, and I have awesome respect for you. Your courage, your determination, your tenacity, I respect it. Your fearlessness also, I respect it. Regardless of what could happen, you are still forging ahead. Now, people have said you are God sent to Biafra. I tend to believe, yes, you are God sent to Biafra to liberate Biafrans politically. But sir, forgive me to say this. I do not believe, accept, and subscribe that you are sent to liberate Biafrans spiritually. Because God has an order that he does things. In the lineage we come from, the lineage of Abraham, there is always a political leader and a spiritual leader. There is the David and the Samuel. You are the David of Biafra, but not the Samuel, sir. Having said that, sir, I will beg that what we have at hand now is more of a political issue, in as much as the spiritual aspect is more vital. But what we have at hand now is a political issue. And the people you have sent to liberate, fortunately, or unfortunately, 95% of them believe in the aspect that you are preaching against. And it makes it difficult for us in the local communities where we are to be able to galvanize people together in this cause. Because we invite people to listen to Radio Biafra. I cannot articulate the points the way you do. I cannot present it to people the way you do. So when I do the most I can, I refer them to listen to Radio Biafra. But most of them, like myself, are also Christians who do not want to jeopardize their faith. When they do and hear you calling names on Christians, castigating it, they don't understand. And they tend to fall back. Therefore, my appeal is, sir, Do not make this work difficult for those you have assigned to work. In other words, one of your listeners from America, when you went to the United States, sir, after he spoke, he asked a question. When a snake and a boa, okay, walks into your house, which do you kill first? And then he said, kill the snake first. And his analogy is that the snake is the Islamic religion. Boa is the Christian religion. And this snake is what is biting the whole world. When you tend to pursue both of them at the same time, there is a tendency of being misunderstood. In other words, let us concentrate, sir, on chasing the snake and killing it. And then, the wise like you, who come from the land of Biafra, the great philosophers of Biafra said, sir, Kachu fuagon kwa biraibu okoko. And that is the sentence I'm appealing to you, sir. That let us soft paddle is not a sign of weakness, is not a sign of coercion or a sign of compromise. But the major responsibility that God has given you, Nnamdi, is to liberate Biafrans politically. At his time, he will give Biafrans a spiritual leader. And if that be you at that time, so be it. I am a passionate follower of you, Nnamdi, but I will not follow you to hell. In other words, castigating what I believe in makes it difficult for me to be absolute loyal as much as I would want to you, sir. And here, I rest my case. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to express myself, sir.
Thank you very much, and you will remain on the line while I address the points you have raised. Very poignant and very compelling points you have raised. I like the way you debate. You debate like a very intelligent man, and I welcome it. I wish most people can learn and present points as succinctly and as concise and as precise as you have just done. The reason why I can never be seen as somebody to liberate people spiritually is because I'm a black man. That is number one. Because I'm black, I'm not white. If I'm white, to be different.
That's not true, sir.
I'm coming. Have you seen any depiction of the devil before?
Yes, sir.
What is the color of the devil?
Always black.
Who gave devil that very black description?
Definitely the same people that brought religion to us.
I don't know why I will need to continue, but I have to, because I need to clarify a few things. I accept the submissions you have made insofar as people consider the pursuit of something they do not understand to be more important than something they actually can understand. What I want to put across to you, which most people do not know, is that Biafra is a spiritual pursuit. That is number one. We tried to fight a war thinking that Biafra is a political pursuit, and we lost that war, forgetting that Biafra is spiritual. And I'll tell you how spiritual it is. Biafra is the kingdom of God on this very earth. That is number one. That is what we believe in. In that very kingdom, there will be no Osu in it. In that very kingdom, there will be no slavery in it. Selling people will not happen there. There will be no human sacrifice in it. In that same place, there will be no idol worship. That is very, very important. Critical things that we must understand. And during my earlier submission, I made it clear to you, very, very clear, my dear brother, that I, Nnamdi Kanu, is a follower of Yeshua. You didn't pick that up.
I did, sir.
I don't think you did.
I did, sir.
The problem you and I are having is the characterization of what you believe in. You are calling it Christianity. In other words, a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Greek interpretation
of Yeshua.
I
know that, sir.
You are following the Greek interpretation. I am following the Hebraic interpretation of the teachings of Yeshua. Therefore, it is a difference of emphasis. You are emphasizing on the fact that what the white man brought you is good. I accept that. I am telling you that Yeshua's Hebraic roots and his teachings is what I subscribe to. It's just like having a church. Presbyterian one and Methodist church. You are both of you not Christians. Methodist and Presbyterian.
Very well.
So you and I believe in the same thing. I believe in the teachings of Yeshua. For those who don't know who Yeshua is his correct name, not Jesus Christ. That's not his name. The fact that you changed what was in the beginning, somebody sent by God, you changed his name to something that isn't. I allow you that. You can change it into whatever you like. You then took it further. You now named it Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ. And I'm saying, I am a follower of Yeshua. His teachings. Exactly, his teachings. Therefore, anybody accusing me of being against Yeshua, do not listen to Radio Biafra. I am not against. I said I am a follower and a student of the teachings of Yeshua. Right?
Yes, sir.
The mistake that most people make is that there is this thinking that anything that comes from white people is wonderful.
No.
You have not, in your versatile understanding, because you're quite erudite and very eloquent, you have not questioned Ajuju. You have not asked the Greek people, why did you change his name from Yeshua to Jesus Christ? You have not asked the Greek that name. You accepted that what the Greeks are bringing you is gospel.
Sir, may I ask you a question in regard to that, sir? You've said that you are a worshipper of Chukwu Abiyama.
Yes.
And Chukwu Abiyama, of course, is the Igbo language version of God. God is a language of English. Chukwu Abiyama is a language of the Biafrans. Now, Jesus Christ is the language of the Greek. Yeshua is the language of the Hebrews. Jesu is what he's called in Biafran language.
Sorry, whose language?
Jesu. Aligbo, the name of that we call Jesus in Igbo land is Jesu.
No, that is the name that Catholics, his name is Jesu Christi. That is the name that Catholics call him in Igbo land. It's a Catholic name, Catholic, Catholicism.
Even at that, sir, your name, Nnamdi, if it is translated in English to mean my father lives on, is that not a true interpretation and representation of your name?
It is correct representation. What I'm asking you, you are deviating from it. His name is Yeshua.
Which I believe...
Hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
Hang on. How did it then become Christ? Answer me that question.
Okay.
His name is Yeshua. How did it become Christ? That's the question.
The question, sir, is Christ in Greek language means Savior. Jesus means Yeshua. So that means Jesus Christ the Savior. You have also agreed, sir, that God sent him to save the world. So if he is called Savior, it's not a wrong representation. That is what he came to do. Yeshua, the Christ. That is actually what his name is. I'm a believer of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as long as it's Yeshua that is being referred to. It doesn't matter which language he is called. There are thousands of languages in the world, sir. And some call it their name. Like every person who believes in God Almighty, in their language, have a name for him. If they do not call him Elohim, it doesn't mean they are not referring to God. They are still referring to Elohim, that creator of heaven and earth, that you refer to as Chukwu Abiyama, that I know as Chineke Kero Wanile. But in English, he is called God. That he is called God does not diminish his meaning, sir. It's just a matter of different languages, people calling it the language that they understand.
So you're following the Greek version.
is not a Christian.
No, I'm coming. No, you said you're a Christian.
Yes.
And you, by your own admission, the Greeks called him Christ. Is that correct?
Yes, the Greeks called
him.
They call him Jesus, Jesus Christ. Yeshua, the Savior.
But we are saying the same thing over and over again. What you're following is the Greek interpretation, yes?
No, it's not a Greek
interpretation. Hang on.
What I'm following is the person that has that name, whether he is called Yeshua in Hebrew, whether he is called Christ in Greek, whether he is called Jesus in any other language, the person that is behind that name, not just the name, but the person that is behind that name, whom God sent to save the world, that is who I am following. It doesn't matter what any other language call him.
Then,
when I go to any other country, sir, and they call him any name, and I know they are referring to Yeshua, the Son of the Living God, I will tell them that that is who I worship.
You worship Yeshua?
Yes, sir. And he is Jesus Christ.
Hang on a second. This is where I have problem with Christians.
Okay.
And I must say it.
Okay.
Are you conversant with the commandments that Chukwu Abiyama gave to Moses?
Very well, sir.
What does it say?
Thou shalt not worship any other god beside me.
I rest my case. This is Radio Biafra.
You asked me a question.
No, I asked you, but you've answered. Hang on. Asked you a simple question.
And I asked
what you. Did Chukwu Abiyama say, the God himself? What did he say?
In answering this question, there is a question you asked before. He said, did Yeshua at any time refer to himself God? And you said there is nowhere in the Old Testament that Yeshua referred to himself as God.
Yes.
I beg to disagree, sir. When the Hebrews
Hang on a second. I am pleading with you. When we debate this very issue, we are debating with somebody, I was with somebody last night about the speed of the earth. I said I was traveling from the east to the west. The aircraft we are in, we are traveling at over 650 kilometers per hour. And I said that we were looking at darkness behind us. But before we got to London, darkness overtook us. That means that the earth is spinning faster than the speed of the aircraft. People don't know this. That this earth you're sitting on is traveling faster. It's traveling at the rate of 1,080 miles per hour. But we're living in it. But you don't feel it. What I'm trying to put across to you, my dear brother, is I don't like because, and I remember what one nun told me in Chicago a few days ago. He said, I believe in only two things. Yes, no, white, black, can do, cannot do, day, night. All these other ones, I want you to take me to the portion. I don't want interpretation. Tell me what he said.
That's exactly what I'm telling you, sir. When the Hebrews pick up stone to stone him, he asks them, why are you stoning me? Are you stoning me for the good works I did? And they said, no, we are not stoning you for the good works you did. We are stoning you because you, being a man, made yourself God. This is what the Hebrews told Yeshua. And Yeshua's response was, is it not written in your law? Ye are gods, but some of you will die like a man. He said, if he called you his creators, his object that he created gods, how much more him whom he sent? How dare you accuse me when I quote him? This is what Yeshua himself said. He never at any time denied that he is not God.
My dear brother, sir, you are going off tangent now. This is what I don't like. I didn't ask for your interpretation. I will repeat what I said, please. Tell me where he said, I am God. I don't want your interpretation. I have told you my own biblical script where I have quoted to anybody. I asked you to go to the commandments. What did I didn't say interpretation? What Nnamdi Kanu is thinking that Chukwu Abiam is saying? No, I said what did God say to Moses? I did not add my own if or buts or was and come and went. No, thou shall have no other God but me. I rest my case. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. I believe that Ngozi Madi is on the line. I have loved this very debate. Very fascinating. I love it. In the new Biafra, we shall debate. That is how you build good roads. They build nonsense and tell you it's a road. You say no. We want to debate. My dear brother, I love you very much. I love this debate. Very, very fascinating. I have learned from you. And hopefully you have learned from us as well. Because thou shalt have no other God except Chukwu Abiam. So says he. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you speaking to me?
I am speaking to you.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
And to Biafras all over the world. My name is Ngozi Madu. I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden. Firstly, I want to say welcome back from USA.
Thank you.
And as well, thank Biafras in US, especially those in Los Angeles. I enjoy the program there. The one on Amy's family, yes, and Moyal and everybody.
Yes.
All Biafras in USA, I'm beginning to love what is happening in USA, and you people should keep it up. Thank you for today's news chat. You and the barrister has touched everything that I wanted to say. There is nothing left. But what I want to ask or know is who is speaking for the Christian, and why are they going to carry out their own protest? Or are they not being marginalized?
Oh my God, my dear sister. Go ahead.
All the killings, marginalization, deportation, so many things that is happening to our people there. Nobody is speaking. Nobody is talking. We still pretend as if nothing is happening. At least the Muslim people, they have the Sultan or Sultan that is speaking for them. I can protest. So who is going to lead us? And when are we going to protest? We have died enough. We have to protest. We have to tell the world what is happening to us. If it's to go to the comfort and protest, whatever we need to do, that will stop the killings. The Christians need to stand up. They need to stand up. And based on what our brother, I think he comes from Germany, my this thing is, I post it because you picked my call for a long time. So based on what I captured, I have to download the program and listen. I love his debate. I love his argument. Everything is okay. But what I want to ask him is that his real name is Yeshua. They interpreted it and gave him Jesus Christ. And now he accepted the Jesus Christ, which is the Greek interpretation. What is Jesus Christ or Yeshua? What does it mean in your own language? Why don't you do your own in your own language? Why do we like copy? Why do we always copy?
We have Yeshua. Our own. It's Jizoba. Jizoba.
This Yeshua means Jesus Christ in Greek word, and the Greek people gave him Jesus Christ because they want to call him on their own language.
That is correct.
What does that Jesus Christ means in your own language? Call him by what he means. They now always say here, we always like to copy. We cannot do things from the grassroots on our own. We are looking for ready made. The ones that is already made, so will come and consume. Try to do your own thing. It is important. If his name means Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, didn't come in the answer, so you don't have language before they bring that Greek word for you. Don't you have anyone? We have to reason. We have to do something on our own. We believe in everything. All the whole thing that they brought to us, we believe it. It is human beings like us that brought the Bible for us. We accepted it. We accepted everything in it. We did not ask questions. We did not reason. We did not reject it. We accepted it and we are following it. No problem. But this time around, I think we have come of age. If we did not ask questions then, now, if that thing, ask yourself, is it working for me or is not working for me? By the way, before they brought that Christianity to us, what are you worshipping? Don't you worship anything? Are you just like that or you are not existing before? Before they brought, did we start existing at the coming of the white people? No, we were there before. Who are we before these people came? Who are we? What are we practicing? We have been doing circumcision before they brought the Bible, which still record this circumcision. We have been doing it exactly the right time that God said we should do it. That means we have been existing before they brought this book to us. I think we have our own Bible. Maybe we don't know where it is, because everything in this Bible, my father was a pastor. I've been doing evangelist from six years. Everything in this Bible is everything that my grandfather, my grandmother, my parents told me about who we are. Everything in this Bible. So we have resisted, and all these things has been there before they brought the Bible for us to us. But because it is a white person, I don't know. I don't know what we see in them. That everything they say we do. When we worship them, we see them as God. Everything they say is what we do. The love that we always talk about in the Bible. Where can you say the truth of exist? It is in our land. All the everything, the respect. Who are the people practicing it? Before the white man came with their Bible, we know all these things. All these things are our culture. I don't mean tradition. I mean all these things are our culture. But now, we have deviated from them. It's all about Bible. Bible. Jesus said this, Jesus said that. Let's try to be original for once. It is important. I may be director because you are black. Even though you have one hand, they will not believe you. You are already fair in complexion. Maybe you add a small cream and style your hair and style it, you know. Begin to speak from your nose so that you will be white and they will believe you.
Thank you, my dear sister. Nobody could have put it.
Please don't cut me off. I want to remind the Biafra Women Executive that they should remember our meeting tomorrow. Yeah, 10 p.m. Biafra land. This meeting is very important, so we can finish where we stop. And as well, Biafra Women worldwide, our meeting will still hold on Sunday, 9:30 p.m. Whether the broadcast is over or not, once it's clocked this time, please come on Skype. And the last time I made an announcement concerning this meeting, I think some people did not get me right. There are countries where we have coordinators like Germany, Italy, and Scandinavia. So if you are in these countries, because of the Skype invitation on conference call, only the coordinators and the secretary is the person that is left in the group. I have removed everybody. So others. So if you are in Italy or these three countries that I have just mentioned now, that means that only the coordinator and the secretary will attend the meeting. Then after that, she will now call meeting on your countries and then tell share what we did on the meeting. That is what I mean the last time, because so many people did not participate. And we will no longer send minutes of the meeting on our Skype, because I think that is why some people don't want to. Whenever the broadcast is on, they don't join the meeting, because the minutes, they will always see it. So if you really want to know what is happening, if you are interested in this struggle, you want to fight for your rights, then you have to participate. Thank you and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Before you go, stay where you are. Something you said is very, very important. The reason why I love this debate is because it's deliberate. I want us to take our people back to their common sense, where they come from. His name is Chukwu Zoba. That is the meaning of his name, where we come from. Chukwu Zoba, God saves. That is the meaning of Yeshua in our own language. In our own language, I said, I am an Ebonite, I'm a follower of the teachings of Yeshua. Here, it is here, in the Bible, in the Torah. It is here, it's written. All those shrines you see in the village, forget about the corrupt priesthood. That was exactly what Chukwu Abiyama ordered us to do. It is here. They call it Ihumuo today. It was corrupted, we know all of that. Our people must know that. It is all here for all to see. We are trying to make it possible for people to be able to reason. When something is not working, you question and ask yourself why. Biafra is not just political. Biafra is spiritual. That is why Chukwu Abiyama determined that I should come. To tell you the truth, Biafra is your own to get. But to tell you the very simple truth. Very simple. Because thou shalt bow before nothing. Nothing. Only the Lord of hosts. Chukwu Abiyama. Those were his words. Direct from him. Not interpreted. Direct. That is where I anchor my faith and my belief. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. You've been waiting. And I will ask the barrister to please prepare himself. You've been waiting, the caller on the phone. I must commend you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yes, my name is Kelechi Nodi. I hail from Ora by Owerri.
Yes.
I'm calling from London here.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I just want to make a few points. From the guy who spoke from Sweden, he said he did political science about Jonathan. I think I seem to support what he was saying.
Yes.
Jonathan convened National Conference. I believe the reason for him, for doing that is to, help us in the struggle. Because you can see, if you are following the conference, they've already started for the past 2 weeks or 1 week ago. They started. They've never, made any progress. So it's in this array they are having problems. So by the end of the day, they will not agree, and that will help us. That will help our cause. So Jonathan, to me, I think he's doing well in terms of convening the conference. That is one. The second thing I want to say is, about 2 days ago, I had one guy who called from Belgium. He said, the Igbos in Belgium are not interested. It's like only him, this and that. I don't want to encourage him to continue, because they're saying that goes like this, that many were called, but few are choosing. So the guy is accusing one. In this struggle, it's not everybody, is accusing one. So those of us who are coming out, like you, the director, you're making, a lot of sacrifice, traveling here and there. You are choosing one. So let's not be discouraged by those who are not coming up. Let's leave them aside. They are talking about Igbo meetings. All Igbo meetings, I've known that they all failed. Somebody will take the money. So they say to him, they're having Igbo meeting, this and that. They're wasting their time. Igbo meeting is just rubbish. What have they achieved in Igbo meetings they've been doing so many years ago, So Biafra is the only way. Biafra will give us a sense of belonging. Biafra will revitalize our culture, our way of life, our dress. Even most Igbo people, they prefer to wear even Yoruba and outside, dresses. Like Ike Koremado, who is the deputy senate president. Just anytime you see him on screen, just look at him. You will see him put outside dress. Look at Ken Namal. and many of them. So Biafra is the only thing that we did, that we did, you know, put us back to our footing. Then another thing I want to say, Director, is about fundraising. On Sunday, I was in Barcelona Mezu with the coordinator of North London, Udechukwu, and two other veterans. So we had, you know, a mini discussion about Biafra anyway. So what I want to say is about fundraising is very important. How do we direct funds? Because at the end of the every meeting, they just, you know, we take round buckets, something that people put whatever they feel like. I mean, it's not enough. People like Ike Enyago and those at home, you know, they need, you know, we need to make them comfortable. They need internet. And when they fall sick, we know that, you know, in the zoo called Nigeria, everything is expensive. There's no, you know, free medical arrangement there in that country. So people like that, they are fighting for us there, down there. We need to make them comfortable. So we need money. How do we then raise, you know, funds? You see, it's very important. So I would like us to address that issue of fundraising, because after the demonstration on the 30th of May, I think Biafra will come, you know, on the air, and the whole world will see. So that time, that will take us to another level, and more money will be needed to do many things. So please, I want us to address the issue of fundraising. How do we raise funds? It's very, very important. Not only phone calls is good anyway, but then fundraising is very, very important. Please, let's see what we can do about fundraising. I'm not a millionaire, I don't have money, but what I'm saying is, let's see what we can do. Or do we tax ourselves, or what? Director, you work it out with, you know, those of you on the leadership level. Tell us how we can raise money, please, because our people are going home, volunteering to go home. We need to take care of those people. I don't want them to be let down because of, you know, money not coming. Please, this is my contribution. So at this point, let me rest my case so that others can have the chance to talk. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amara. Most thank you very much as well. You said something about Jonathan before you go.
Yes.
What I want to ask you is, if you're convening a national confab, whatever rubbish they call it.
Yes.
So do you think that the choice of Omar Sander and Jim Woboda,
yes,
is going to deliver the desired goal, if at all this man was working in our interest? Don't you think at least if he had omitted those people, we would know he's serious? How can you put the same people who are speaking Hausa, the same people that have been complicit in killing our people to keep Nigeria as one, you appoint them to the confab? That is the where I'm faulting Jonathan, you see, on this confab business. And remember, there was something I told you people before. You know, when you ask Ohaneze, why are you quiet? Why are they killing your children? They say, oh, we can see me. That is this plan we are doing, this grand strategy. Up to today. I told you before that I asked Ojukwu at Beodum Hotel. I said, why are we in Abga? Why do people say we should join Abga? They said, there's a strategy we are using to get Biafra political, as you said, where you don't have to fight. This grand, deep strategy of strategizing. Where are we today? Square zero. Yeah. My dear brother, you see, we are Biafran people. Do you know why we are Biafran people? Because we love the truth. In our place, people say in those days, not now, hear me, Bigo. People say in those days, come and tell me the truth head on to my face. There is a saying, you know, we don't use our adage. If you don't speak the truth, evil will continue. Evil will continue, believe you me. Evil will. Go to America. Do you think an American president can look at a girl and get away with it? I'm asking you. No. I didn't hear you very well.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Do you think in America a president can go and take money and put it in Switzerland?
No way.
But yet, America hold public inquiries. That's the thing about our people. Oh, don't say it. It will bring us shame. America hold public inquiries into the conduct of their senior people in office. Is America not the strongest country on this earth? I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're the strongest?
No.
They do everything in the open. Do you know it is when you do things in the open that you get the best ideas? Do you know that?
Yes.
Simple. That is why we do what we do, my dear brother. We want the bravest and the finest of you. Do you think we don't know how we can go about with sweet and chewing gum? Say, oh, come to Biafra. Jesus loves you. Come to Biafra. We can do that. If we can get all manner of people together. But yeah, when you ring the battle cry, when you scream for the battle, they run away. Do you know that I went to America? I was preaching against them eating hamburger. All of them, the hall was full in Los Angeles. Do you know what they were doing?
No.
They were laughing. They did not walk out. They were just laughing and laughing and laughing. I was making joke out of it. Because they know that it was meant in a light-hearted manner to bring out those who are hardcore. That's how you know them.
Yeah.
Our people must learn. That is why we do what we do. Nobody's asking anybody not to strategize. But your strategy must be very, very open. Because you have not stolen anything from anybody. Therefore, when you're going for Biafra, you don't hide under the table. Biafra was there before Lugard came, is that correct?
Yes.
Were we hiding before Lugard came?
No.
Then why should we hide now? To say what we want? Do you see? I've been studying it for 18 years, my dear brother. Thank you very much. I welcome you. All your suggestions, you must keep participating in everything we are doing. You understand that?
Yes, of course.
Very, very important, please. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We have the barrister. I told barrister to join me. I want to see how faithful barrister is. Barrister Imam Mezu, can you hear me?
You've been placed on hold.
You see what I'm saying? Barrister has placed me on hold. The barrister himself has abandoned me at a time of need when I want him. I couldn't find him. The barrister is behaving like somebody following the Greek orthodoxy. The barrister is no longer acting like a Biafran, but he's going to come back now to tell me that I'm the one at fault. The barrister, please, you will return to me. This is Radio Biafra. He's a good man. The barrister is a good man. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. I will have to ask you to wait because, as I said, the barrister is with me and he will tell me he's been there waiting for me.
Director!
You're welcome, director, to the program. Barrister. There we
go. Barrister, I'm here.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. I love that our callers this evening, especially the last the caller that called about religion. I love his points. That man will make a very fine philosopher, to be honest with you. Please go ahead, barrister.
He's a clever guy.
Go ahead.
Very intelligent. And I like the way he put his questions one by one.
Yes.
He did not start arguing with you when you were talking. He was listening. Even at the point you were asking him, is he there? He said to you, yes, sir. He's also polite. You see, people who are clever, there's no need for them to be wiggling and diggling, you know? He's a very quiet individual. He put his questions. And of course, you put it clear to him. I have said this many times, that we are not here to crucify or criticize anybody. All I say myself as the man is, for everybody to be very, very clever in what they do. Do not, even the book of Corinthians says, do not be a slave to sin. So, and then the Bible tells you again, be as clever as a serpent, but look as innocent as a dove. Whatever you do, be clever. Do not be stupid. Do not allow yourself to be fooled by somebody who come to you and say, don't want me, your Jesus Christ is coming tomorrow. No. Have that discernible kind of spirit that tells you when somebody is leading you astray. That's all we are saying here. Because we believed with our hearts that, yes, Jesus Christ is the Lord, according to those who brought us the Bible. But at the end, they disappointed us and supported those who are killing us. That's only the argument we have here. We are not against any religion. We are not criticizing any religion. If I believe in director and somebody is after me, director is supposed to protect me. If I come to the point of protection and director does not give me that protection, I will not believe in him again. Full stop. That is what we say here on Radio Biafra. You cannot deceive me and ask me to also believe in you again. That is our argument. My people, we are Biafrans. We believe that we are clever. We believe that we are more intelligent than those who are very close to us. Then if we are foolish, we have no nation of our own. We have no language of our own. We don't have anything that we call our own apart from Radio Biafra. Are we clever? No, we are not. We are as fools as those that we believe they are fools. In the end, it turns out that they are not even foolish. It turns out that we are the foolish ones. So, my people, you got to be clever in anything you do. You say you are an engineer. You construct a road that anybody will come around and look at it and say, yes, well done. I said this many times. How do I succeed in my own practice? I read in between lines. I had this guy. His case was so tight up. The guy has been told to go back home. Five judges ruled against this guy because he believed and is part of a terrorist organization. Five judges ruled against this guy, director. I took up this case when nobody is able to look into this case again. I'm talking about immigration. I looked into this case, took it up. I challenged those five judges, director, as we talk. The guy has got unquestionable indefinite stay. And this is a guy who has been told by five judges, five solicitors worked on this guy's case. They failed. Five judges said that the guy must go. He has no hope of any more kind of appeal. I took it upon me. Discovered what the judges were not saying. I did not look into what they say, but what they did not say. And I won the case. The guy has got, as we told, the guy has got his British passport. So that's what we are tell our people is this. If you say you are an engineer, become the best. You say you are a bicycle repairer, be the best. And whatever you say you are, be the best. And if you're a Biafran, your example is supposed to surpass other examples. We are not here just talking gibberish. We are not here to impress. We're here to tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. If you believe that, I've said this many times, I was born and brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. But where am I now with that particular faith? I'm somewhere in between or in or out. So we are not here to justify or crucify or entertain any particular religion. For all Biafrans are Christians. It's innate in us. That's what we are brought up with. That's what we believe in. Now, if you grow up and down pursuing something else, that is your business. But all we are saying is, whatever your religion is, practice it and practice it judiciously. But remember, Biafra is number one. Because if you have nowhere to put your head, you cannot practice your religion. If you have no place as your nation, you cannot practice your religion. You can only do it as an outcast. You can only practice your religion outside your own territory. And then the Bible will tell you, you cannot sing the royal song in a foreign land. So which one do you believe? You first of all, as the same Bible say, seek ye the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Seeking the kingdom of God doesn't mean you have to put the Bible on your head. Seek first where you put your head, your own nation, and every other thing you can practice afterwards. Whether you believe a Jehovah's Witness, you are deeper life, but they're all these, they are under Christendom. Do whatever you need to do. But you believe you have a nation. Anybody who says he has a confusion between Christianity and his nation, you are playing a false game. You first know where you come from. If your mom didn't have to, you would not see no religion to practice. If Tupac Yama did not create you, you would not see any religion to practice. First seek where you and your family will have peace, and that is your homeland. Even Moses, when he flew to Medina, when he killed one of the Egyptians, he finally took the people of Israel and took them back home. He could have refined nobody after he got two wives. He was okay. And helping his father-in-law, who said it's Jethro. But in the end, Moses has to go home ordained by God. What that guy was saying earlier, this intelligent, clever guy from Germany, where I disapprove what he was saying earlier, yeah, he accepted that the director might be the one ordained to rescue the people of Biafra politically. But he's not sure if the director was ordained to bring about the faith of Biafra. How do you know that? How do you know that he's not put in both ways? He described the director as a David. The director could be two in one. So sometimes there are certain things we don't know because of God says that everything is not exposed to those who are not of that spirit. If you know East, you may not know West. But whatever it is, what we preach here on Radio Biafra is the goodness, togetherness of Biafrans, so that nobody will be killing us. We've died so much so that we are going into extinction. And here on Radio Biafra, we preach that all Biafra should come together. And our happiness here on Radio Biafra is, you talk here in London, or England if you like, somebody in Equatorial Guinea will hear your voice and recognize that that's my brother, that's my sister. It has happened many times. We are talking in America. Somebody from United Emirates is hearing you and say, oh, that's my brother. Radio Biafra, we managed to unite Biafrans. And that's one of our aims. Another aim is we're able to collectively put money together to buy a transmitter that we are still trying to take home. And I trust in Biafrans, even friends of Biafrans. As I talk, I have lots of friends in South Africa who are listening to what we are talking every day. I have lots of them in Congo, in Ghana, Ivory Coast. After which they inbox me and tell everything we discuss on Radio Biafra. Therefore, we have a lot of listenership, not only from Biafrans, those who are not Biafrans. They like what we preach here. Some of them even say, we might even liberate Africa, not only Biafra, because all of us, we are in bondage. So my brothers and sisters, do not look at things myopically or look at it romantically because you think that, yeah, somebody is talking about you. No, nobody owns Jesus. Nobody owns God. All of us. The Jesus or God is not a personal matter. Somebody will tell you that it's my personal. No, it's not. For God created every man and woman equal. Go to the book of Romans. He will tell you Romans 23 verse. Romans 21 verse 23. For all of us have sinned and God showed glory of God, and no one is without sin. So we are all the same, whether you think you are better than me. No, the answer is zero. If God in the book of Matthew, he will tell you that nobody attempts to righteousness except faith. So all of us have gone short glory of God, nobody is without sin. Nobody should preach here on Radio Biafra. What we are talking is restoration of Biafra. And the reason why we bring about religion is because our people are so fooled and they remain foolish. They don't want to change that. The direction all of us we are put into is a destruction, so that you don't ask for what belongs to you. Boko Haram, Fulani are killing you, beheading our brothers and sisters. And then Book of Matthew will say to somebody, slap you. Slap him back after 70 times, 77 times. God damn, I'm already dead. But Boko Haram are not waiting to be slapped. They're cutting off your head. What this particular religion was brought in as a kind of destruction. You stand still. Somebody is taking what belongs to you. They say, forgiven. For those who killed the Jews are still being persecuted up to today. You see a human being like you, you kill him. And then you ask him to forgive you. What is in your brain when you are trying to kill me? No. Dear friends, come back. My mom will always tell me, Balas, you have to go back and think and see if you can pick what you've forgotten. We have been so deceived that we should stand up and wake up. Not being, keep going back. Oh, this I have. This has saved me. He must have saved only one, only you. What about millions who are slaughtered in the north? Who saved them? What about 3 points, 6 points going on during 1967? Who saved them? Is it not some Christianity? Is it not some religion? My people, please, do not be fooled. God says, do not mock God, for he cannot be mocked. Everybody stand up and do what you have to do, for heaven help those who want to help themselves. Some Christian brothers and sisters will tell you, God will come and fight this for me. God ain't fighting nothing for anybody. If you don't act, nobody does it for you. Here on Radio Biafra, we are acting. If we don't tell people to make contributions, days of manna falling from heaven are gone. Nobody will do it for you. We ask people, and people respond. For For the same Bible says, you knock and the door shall be opened. If you don't ask, nobody gives you nothing. So my people, please rise up, be wise, be clever, be sensible, and also remain sensitive. Be active. Even though Christ told his apostles, they should not sleep. They should always be awake. Fellow Biafrans, do not remain in slumber. Wake up. Your brothers and sisters are dying on a daily basis. It's okay for us here in Europe, in the United States of America, in Australia, Sweden, Switzerland, Germany, name it. It's okay for us. Of course, as a pastor, if I'm being given about 2 or 3K every 2 or 3 days when I go to preach, should I worry about anybody else?
No,
of course not.
Why should you? Why should you? I love this.
Here on Radio Biafra,
I love this debate. It's
for the sake of. Sorry?
I said I love debate. That is how you build a sensible society.
For the sake of those who cannot speak, that's why we are speaking.
Of course, no.
If everybody can stand, what do you think? Are we having headache every night? We are talking for the sake of those who cannot talk. And what we are doing here is making a lot of inroads. And we are proud of us. We are proud of Radio Biafra. We are proud of Biafrans. We are proud of friends of Biafra. And we are proud of those who have the interest of friends at heart. Do not be deceived. We are not playing jokes here. We want to restore Biafra, and Biafra will be restored. When we restore Biafra, there was a guy who called earlier, that after when I finished my analysis, he was saying to you, he disagreed with Barrister, because Barrister said, Lugard is from Scotland. Don't blame the entire English people. I repeat, English people are fine people. English people are people who are honorable. They are disciplined. My brother, if you are listening, check in history. You hear about an explorer. That explorer is a Scottish man. Ferdinand Magellan, Mungo Park, Lugard, Mary Celeste. They are all Scottish people. These are the explorers. And when they come with the fire and gun. English people are very different. I repeat, that is why in English Parliament, when there is trouble, they want to consult everybody. We have a commonality with the English. They do things like Republicans, although they have their monarch. But they behave like Republicans. Why is it? Because they want to consult everybody. They want to consult everybody so that they will know opinions. They will know the attitudes of everybody, whether it was agreed or not. If not, they will not carry out. That's why the director said it earlier. They debate on something for a long time, even when they finish at the lower.
It goes to the upper one.
For the upper chamber.
Still debate. More debate.
If they are making any mistake.
More debate. Nobody should tell us we are not to debate. We must debate. We must debate.
The reality is, as Dr. Director said it, we will argue, we will debate. Why? To find out the finest. To find out if we are talking rubbish. I could be talking rubbish here.
Exactly.
And then to say, hey man, stop that.
Exactly.
Then we will see what you have said. That is why we debate from here. Then we move to the next stage. So, dear friends, if we say we are clever, we are intelligent, we have to act accordingly. Again, my people, you are called a listener. Your name is mentioned once. And you say, you're not a good listener because you didn't pay attention. Director, I'll stay here with you. And I'll remain with you 247. Thank you, I'm here.
Thank you very much, Barrister. I don't want to look for you. You're a good man. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We have people everywhere. Our lines are going livid. And as the barrister said, maybe we are the ones getting it wrong. Maybe what he will say can lead us, I don't know where to lead us to. But I know if you're coming here, bring your Bible with you, and you open to the book of Exodus, if I'm not mistaken. You will open to the place where the Ten Commandments was given to Moses, and you will read the number one for me. That's all I have for you. So we may proceed. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. Good evening. I hope you are on the line.
You are on the line. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Good evening, Director. Good evening. The greetings to all Biafrans and the friends of Biafrans worldwide. My name is Jude Chinedumberu. I'm from Akko Okwa Town. Yes. Imo in Biafra land. Once again, I say, Director, you're welcome. Welcome back to the U.S.
Thank you.
I was the secretary of Biafra in U.K., and you know, since we split the meeting into two, I'm now coordinating South London.
Yes, yes.
And just before I announce our first upcoming meeting on Saturday, just Director, please allow me to say something quickly to our people.
Go ahead.
It's very, very obvious that our people should understand that a lot of things is happening now in this struggle, as far as I know, and in the zoo as well. And it's absolutely the right time for every true Biafran, anybody who believes in this struggle, to stop sitting down. I mean, everybody who truly and honestly believe in this struggle, believe in the restoration of Biafra, must start doing something. There is no time in sitting down anymore. You know, Director, you just came back from U.S., from state to state, preaching the gospel, preaching, trying to enlighten our people, create awareness about Biafra and how we can restore this great land. You know, I have to comment the video you made when you went to the Igbo landing. You know, when you took some water from the stream or from the river, I would say. You know, I feel a big sign of relief. I can visualize the spirit of those great Igbo men that commit suicide in that river. You know, saying at the end, "Oh, we're going home." You know. And you said you're going to take this water back home, and it's a great thing. It's going to help the struggle. I appreciate that. And I have to say thank you for the great job, for great work you are doing for our people.
A lot
is happening where our people have to know that. You know, people are going home, getting ready. Demonstration is coming up on the 30 May. A lot of preparation is going on. On Tuesday, you know, also we went to the parliament to let people know that Biafra is here, that the restoration of Biafra is ongoing. And we went to a conference that was tagged Amaga Nigeria after amalgamation. And all we are hearing they are talking about is investment, how people should come from Nigeria with their talent to England. And how, you know, how we start telling them, why shall we, you're talking about investment, why shall we be bringing our talent to UK instead of taking our talent back home? And it's amazing that people were clapping. You know, it's terrible, and we should start doing something. I mean, it's critical situation right now that any true Biafran should start thinking what to do for, you know, thinking about his life. We have to start thinking about our life. What are we doing? Where are we? What is going on? You see, let me just quickly announce our meeting, Director, before anything else. We had meeting here before. It's our first meeting in South London. We know there is another one in North London, but we're having our first. We're doing first, and it's going to be on Saturday in South London. We had meeting there before. For those who came to our meeting about a month ago in Camberwell, it's going to be on Saturday. I know the announcement is a bit late, but we have it on Facebook. It's on Biafra in the United Kingdom Facebook page. If you go there, you will get. It's in Camberwell. It's on the 29th on Saturday. The postcode is SE57DE. SE57DE. We will start 5:30, and Director, I believe there will be a broadcast on that day. Is that true? Can you confirm it?
I'm not. There is a confirmation I'm waiting for by tomorrow morning before 10 a.m. in the morning. Once that confirmation comes through, then I'll be able to advise on this very issue, because something came up today. So the commitment I made earlier to be there, I doubt if that is now going to hold. But I'm sure that Barrister is in town, so also is UCMFO, so something can be put together. But I doubt if I'll be there physically, because of something came up later on, very late this afternoon, and I doubt if my presence there can be guaranteed at this point in time. But as I said, tomorrow morning I'll be in a position to offer a far more definitive how can I put it, clarification on that very problem.
All right, no problem. Either way, the meeting is going to be at South Gardens. It's Maricori's building in Southampton Way in Camberwell. It's not difficult to locate. It's just along Peckham Road. Along Peckham Road, takes Southampton Way. Bus is going there, bus 12171343. As I said earlier, we're going to start 5:30, and you know it's our first meeting, so we need to start early to put things together. And whatever it is, director, if you can try your best to get broadcast on that day, we'll appreciate it.
What day is it again? What day is this?
It's on Saturday, 29th, just the next 3 days, I guess.
For Saturday. How about the meeting going on in Surrey? When is that?
That's on Sunday.
The Surrey meeting. That's the problem. The Surrey meeting is on Sunday. The Saturday one, I'll be there. I can confirm I'll be there. Definitely on Saturday.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, director. That's it, really. And any other person, if you need to call or call, you have Facebook number. Most people have Facebook number. My number is 0770-3584-833. 0770-3584-833. In case of any more confirmation, give me a call or call Festus Aneke, our UK PRO, for any further information about the meeting. Please, Bia France in South London, especially. This is first meeting. We need a lot of things. We have to fix a lot of things. And anybody in UK, even if you are in North London, any part of, you are free to come. It's not just South Londoners. You are free to come. There is no room for excuse anymore. The meeting is closer to you now. Try to be there. There's a lot to discuss, a lot to look into. There's no much again, director. I have
thank you. Thank you very much. Yes,
you.
And you too.
God bless you. We are doing our best. It's not easy, director, but we are doing our best. And Chukwu Abiyama is with us, and he will take us to our promised land, which is Biafra.
Yes.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, and Uche Mefo is waiting, and I ask him to please wait. Let us take these three calls, and then I shall go to him, because he has something to say. He has something to enlighten us on, and I want to hear it personally. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good morning, director.
Good evening from here.
This is Chukwu Emeka Anoriefo, calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia.
From Maguru.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Please, I just want to ask a little question concerning what has been disturbing me for long.
Go ahead.
Concerning this religious of a thing. I've been thinking about this thing for over 15 years now, but I have not got any answer from a reasonable answer.
So at least we did not cause the confusion. You've been thinking about it.
No. So what I want to ask is that in the Bible, they say that the wise men that visited Jesus Christ when he was born, understand? But those wise men, they did not tell us where they come from.
So why can't you say Jesus Christ, as our brother quite rightly agreed, well, is a Greek name? Do you agree?
Yeah, I know.
His name, where we come from is Chizoba. So why can't you refer to him as Chizoba?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
When the wise men that visited Chizoba when he was born in Bethlehem, but in the Bible they did not tell us where the country those wise men come from, and what is their names, and what relationship the wise men have with Jesus Christ, why they travel all the way from east and come to Bethlehem to give him such a huge gift.
It's a very big
gift. Like gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they visited the Herod. And so Hello did not ask them what is their name and where they come from. So somebody come all the way from East and visited Joseph and his wife, and Joseph did not ask them what is their name and where they come from. They all tell us that they all come from the East. And what the East does, they don't have country. So I wonder if somebody that is strong in religious, or somebody that read the Bible very well, please let him
can tell you.
Put
yes.
more light on this.
I don't know, my dear brother. I have no idea. There are people who are learned. There are people who are theologians, the Martins and Nusiems of this world, people who are learned. And also our coordinator in Norway is also a scholar of the Bible. Maybe one day they'll be able to enlighten us, because there are many things we need to know. We are asking questions because we need answers to those very questions. That is why we do what we do, to be able to clarify issues. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure they're listening and they will tell us. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Nande. Can I speak?
Yes, you can speak. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Oliver Woja. I'm calling from London here.
Yes, please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make about two or three statements.
Go ahead.
One of them is people have started going into religion this time. The level of their understanding and the brain damage that's been caused by the white man is too deep for you to begin to try and correct.
It says brain damage. this guy's very funny. Go ahead.
The Bible, which they carry there, says that Jehovah your God is only one God. And he made it very clear that he is also a jealous God. Therefore, you do not worship any other. So, the Christians, I am a Christian myself. They think that when you say don't worship anything, they're talking of Agwisi. They will not worship Agwisi, but they will bow down to a cross. They will put a cross, an image, and bow down to it. What is the difference?
I don't know.
If you're bowing down, he says anything. Resembling anything under
that is what the Bible said. Anything. He said anything. Don't bow before anything.
Underneath the sea or on the earth. Anything made by man. Anything you bow down, you are arousing the jealousy of God. He said he is a very jealous God. Do not worship anything. I am a Bible scholar. Just like my brother Imam Mezu said, I went to theology school. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. So what are they talking about? Jesus Christ himself never called himself a God at all. He said, my Father is greater than myself. I am not. Jesus never was a God at all. When they tried to call him God, he said, when he prayed to God, his Father in heaven, how did he pray? How did he teach us how to pray? Our Father,
who art in heaven.
Are people there?
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Let us get Biafra. Then we begin to sanitize them one by one. They have been brainwashed. Look.
Okay. My brother, before we go any further, do you agree that as a kind of, how can I put it? We are here to discuss everything. But one thing we, Biafrans, must do is that we are going to build a place where we go and debate this very issue until we thrash it out completely when Biafra comes. Do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
Okay, Mandy. Go ahead.
It says make sure of all things and hold fast to that which is truth. The Bible says we should discuss even spirit, find out which one is false. But our people are educated, but they hold on to that old tradition because the white man comes and this is what he said, and therefore you must die holding on to false. You know, something that is not in the Bible. So anyway, I don't want to go into that because it's so annoying. Anybody who can read, I forgive my poor parents who are not educated. They can deceive them. They ask for me, I will study it. Whatever book you tell me about, I will study and I will see what is there myself. I am an educated man. Nobody can tell me anything. The Bible is very clear. If you go and bow down to anything, whether it's a stick, whether a cross, whether you kneel down, whatever sign you make on your face, that is worshipping another God. And God is going to take judgment for himself. It's not me.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
The second thing I want to talk about...
Go ahead.
Is about Wolesho Inca. Because I've had a few things you said about him. I know. He is a Yoruba also. We cannot deny that. But I tell you, this man was a friend of Biafra when it was not fashionable to do so. That man, I will say, for me, I forgive whatever he says or whatever he does about Biafra because he stuck out his neck when it was so dangerous, when it was so deadly, he actually went to jail because of Biafra. So, when we talk about him, please, let us differentiate him from other Yorubas. That man, no matter what he's saying now, maybe if it will be better for us to call him and let him know what is happening and hear what he will have to say. But let us give him the respect because he was there. He was ready to die for Biafra. This is just one other thing I want to add. Apart from trying to correct this misinformation which our people are holding on to, which is causing a lot of... Some people are even ready to... Did you watch the channel and the Kenyan pastor?
I did. They're eating grass.
Right? I don't know if you watched it.
No, I didn't watch it. My body, I couldn't take it. I felt very bad, to be honest. I didn't watch it.
Okay, so this is what is happening now. Do you know this? Some of these church people, they have direct debit every month end. Instead of contributing one night or one fee or whatever to the right cost, they have direct debit that goes to Oyedepo's account every month. Direct debit. Yeah?
Very
so
sad.
It will take time for us to sanitize this madness. It's going to take time. If you present it here on this radio, I tell you, you will run a program for one day and you have to talk to only one person or two.
That is
I like a lot of debate,
yes.
But please let us not do it on this radio because you have a lot of people who are totally blind. The way they will argue with you, you will be amazed.
So, thank you. What we're going to do is that we'll build a place in Biafra land where we'll debate this issue. When Biafra comes, we'll debate it. Exactly.
We'll be at the set house with you every evening debating.
No, I have said it before. I will not. I have finished serving my country. Once I finish this job and Biafra comes, my job is done. I'll retire. The only thing I can do is maybe I can contribute to the debate from Iyojeta, where I intend to retire a very small stream in my village.
Well, stop it now, because if you succeed, if we succeed like we know we are going to succeed, and you leave the guidance to who, what is going to happen, we go back to Nigerian way of life.
Impossible. You people should kill them. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Please, let's take this call, and then I shall go to Uche. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I know your voice is unmistakable. The voice of Dr. Uzokwe is unmistakable. Please go ahead.
Yeah. You are coming from the United States of America.
Yes.
I'm very happy about you. In fact, let me tell you one thing. I think that you are the most intelligent Biafran that has ever lived. Because your argument, what you say, what you know, surpasses, you know, I mean, I cannot imagine that there is nothing on this earth you don't know. You delve into almost every aspect of subject, and you say something about them also, apart from your own chosen area. I also want to use this opportunity to congratulate our dear friends in America that hosted you, those in Maryland, in Los Angeles and so on.
Thank you.
I'll have one or two things to say. This issue of religion, I don't know why people don't get it, you know, because what you and Barrister Evan Mezu keep advising our people is to be wise about religion, not to use religion to confuse with the issue of Biafra. I am a Catholic. I have a younger sister who is a reverend sister. But since I started listening to Radio Biafra, to be sincere, I've not gone to service again because I'm beginning to be wiser. I will tell you something. I believe in Christ, in Yeshua, because I didn't even know all these things before that Jesus Christ was not his original name. With the argument my brother is saying, I even think that it is wrong for somebody to send somebody's under somebody else's name. Like I am in England, for instance, and my name is, let's say, Uzokwe, and somebody interprets my name in his own language. That is not done. I mean, it is not correct.
It's not correct now. Of course it's wrong.
People are supposed to be called by their name. It's like the English BBC, when they talk about Putin, they don't translate Putin into their own English way of pronouncing it. So the idea of the Greek people changing the name of Yeshua from what his parents called him is unacceptable. And to justify that and say because the Greek gave him the name Christ, therefore, if we have to interpret or change people's name, then why can't we accept to do it in our own way instead of following the way the white man has done it? Well, that is by the way, but we have to be sensible about this religion. The issue of Biafra is greater than everything, including my own life. I'm nothing more. I want to inform you about something I came across today. There's a book I just bought, because as I was flicking through the book, I saw this writer, Chimamanda Amanda.
Yes, Chimamanda Adichie.
Chimamanda, who wrote the Half of a Yellow Song.
Yes.
The book is being put into a film. I don't know if you are aware of that.
I'm aware, doctor, because they wrote to me that was in which year is this, 2014. They wrote to us in 2012 asking for some materials to be included in the movie. Yes. The main production company in London.
The film will be they will be showing the film from next month or so. So that's a very good thing because in the interview, they said, they told him, they asked her this question, let me come, about the book. Why am I looking for this? I was, that's why I bought it, just because I saw the lady here and now about her Chimamanda. They said, how were you able to write about the Biafran War, which is central to Half of a Yellow Song? So personally, having not actually lived through it. So she answered the question. So that's an interesting one. At least for some reason, I hope they mention Biafra in that film so that people will start knowing about us, because the name Biafra, many people are unaware of that name again. Then there are other things I wanted to find out. I was going through the Biafran Facebook and saw McDonald's advert. It was quite awesome. I couldn't understand that. And I was asking, did they pay to put this advert in the website, in the Facebook?
Doc, are you serious?
Yes, I am. That I was going through the Radio Biafra Facebook because at the middle I saw McDonald's advert.
My goodness.
So I thought, what is happening?
I felt because we are attracting so many.
We are the largest people in the world. Yes, we are the largest community on this planet because we are formidable. Of course we are.
Yeah, but if they have to put the advert, then they have to pay us. I mean,
we don't even need the advert. They should remove it. What are they doing there? They should remove it.
Good. So that's one thing I want to point out. Another thing is this Gozier's 100, 10,000 man
battalion
march.
Yeah.
And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't understand what is going on because I thought that there would be a dedicated place in the Biafra website with number or whatever to call.
We are going to do that. It's a very good idea. We'll do that.
We start putting the money because I was interested in making contribution also. And then finally, the issue of a gala people. I want to mention this because when I traveled to Nigeria, I happened to be in the midst of a number of clergy people, including an Igala priest. And we were talking about the Biafran thing and so on, and the Igbo rate and everything. So I was made to understand by also one of the clergy, who is also an Igbo person, before the Igala man, that during the time we were migrating from whatever, that when our people got to Igala, it was one of the places they settled. And when they were living in Igala, some people stayed behind. And that the word Igala is actually Igala, Igala. That is what Igala means, Igala. So over a period of time, it changed to Igala. But the meaning is actually Igala, it's an Igbo word. So I think Igala people are our people. And so on, even though they have killed us during the war or before the war when we were coming back from the north. So that
I think what you have just said, finally, we have a history of giving such names. Even if in the most recent times is a place called Ekwusigo, local government area. The name just came about as a result of people haggling over one thing or the other. Somebody from there should come on air and clarify that for us, how the name Ekwusigo came to be. We also have a people called Ijekebe, the same people that they have a history of migrating out to go and establish businesses and better themselves. Because of that, when you're leaving to go, they call you Ijekebe. Where are you going? You understand? We also have it in Ungwa. Ungwa people, the name Ungwa came about as Ndiyo de Ungwa Ungwa. They migrated. That very axis came from Owerri, which is Mbise. So when they came to cross the Imo River, you know, they were called, they were in a hurry to go. Others said, let's stay here. They said, no, we are in a hurry to go. Ndiyo de Ungwa 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 Nunu Gawa. That's how the name Ungwa came about. So we have a history of that in our naming. So the gala should be looked at very, very closely. I think that is also correct. So I welcome that. Your suggestion to put this on the website will be done now that Gozier is going to be doing this on a full-time basis, going to be working for his country on a full-time basis. Chukwu Abiyama willing. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Yes, we did promise, and lo and behold, Uche Mefo is with us, the Deputy Director of Radio Biafra, and also a servant of Biafra. I presume Uche has something to say regarding our coverage of this very issue. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening to you. Good evening to all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. I want to specifically make comment on the issue of Christianity. And of course, the comment is with a lot of concerns. A lot of concern in the sense that this is outside what we should be talking about. We are going too far off what we should be talking about. The issue of coming and making Radio Biafra platform, a platform dedicated for criticizing Christianity, is not going to do us any good. It is not going to take us anywhere, because religion is part of fundamental freedom of a people. and religion is as old as man. And fighting for Biafra and at the same time taking on religion, a Christianity in that matter, and for that matter, and criticizing it is tantamount to fighting two wars because we cannot go anywhere. I feel seriously concerned that this is not what we should be talking about. I have had discussions with you somehow on this. I have aired my views sometime in the past on this. But it appears, you know, that nothing is going to be done about it. What I want to say, in essence, is this. That Biafra, looking at Biafra, the way it is being discussed here, criticizing Christianity, teaching on Christianity, you as a person is not a theologian. You are not a clergy. You are not well versed in the area of the Bible. And the question I want to ask is, when did you change to Christianity?
When did I change?
When did you change from Christianity to what you believe in now?
When I saw the light.
When did you see the light?
I cannot be very, very specific, but it was sometime last year, something that has been nagging me for very many years. I have always found it very difficult. I'm coming. You ask me a question, let me explain to you. I've always found it very, very difficult.
My question.
Yes,
can
okay. Yeah, of course, sorry,
you...
sorry. Continue. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was precisely when you went to Israel.
No, I said I saw the light before I went to Israel. Israel was a pilgrimage I had to make because I needed to pray at the Temple of Solomon before going into the second phase of this very struggle, which you know very much about. But continue.
Yes, okay. But when you came back from Israel, it was when you started propagating, is it Judaism or what? I don't understand.
No. I'm not. I'm not propagating. No, please. No. You leveled an accusation, and I must answer it, please. I am not propagating Judaism.
I've made an allegation according to you. Why don't you take note of it so that I don't forget what I'm saying?
Oh, please. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yes. From my own perspective, you are closer to Judaism and you are propagating it. And what you are doing, it's not about enlightening people. What you are doing is propagating your own ideology and expecting people to believe it.
Okay.
It is not the right way to go. Because when it comes to religion, people will become personal. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian and I remain. I believe in Christianity. I'm a Biafran Christian with a difference. And I believe in the golden rule. The golden rule is that what I know that I don't like, I shouldn't do it to another person. And I believe in Ewe Belu Gobelu. It is as simple as that. I come from a place, Biafra land, Igbo land, where we had a traditional religion. A traditional religion is not very far from what the Bible is teaching as well. Now, my position on that is that I have taken the teachings in the Bible and I have taken the teachings from our traditional religion and I blend it together. I take the good aspect of it here and the good aspect of the other, and I blend it. I am a Christian with unique fineness. It's as simple as that. I'm a Biafran Christian, and anybody telling me that Christianity is not it, that the Bible is not it, may be making a great mistake. And I'm very sure that this is how it is for so many people. We cannot turn what has been there for ages just within 1 month or within 2 days. Biafra the way it is going, if we are to have it this way, Biafra is going to be a theocracy. Now, the freedom of religion, from my own perspective, must be encouraged in Biafra. If I'm worshipping idol, allow me to worship idol. If I'm worshipping a python, a deity, allow me to worship deity. But what I will personally be against is for anybody's own religion and belief to be an impediment on the freedom of others. That is where I will say no. And that is why when I talk about Islam, I don't care what they believe in, but when they begin to kill people, I will personally be against it. I am a Christian, but I am against the men of God who believe, who only ask their followers, the worshippers, to build their church and build themselves. They are not interested in the physical welfare of their members. And they are shying away from standing against evil in our society. For instance, they are not talking against the killings in Nigeria. They are not forceful enough. But all they know is to tell people to come and contribute tithe and offering, and after that, they go. I isolate those people, those men of God, and deal with them. But there is nothing wrong with Christianity.
Yes.
The people like England and others, the white men, we always make reference that they brought the Bible to us. The Bible, they are not Christians. In the first place, let me put it that way. They are not teaching what the Bible has taught them. Therefore, they are hypocrites. But that does not make the Bible less useless.
Uche, please, I crave your indulgence. I have to stop you here for a minute, please. Although we've come past the time, we agreed that we are going to build a place for debate, this debate in the new Biafra. Everybody can come there from morning to night and we debate it until we are blue in the face. Because by then I won't be doing anything, I'll be retired. So I'll have time to debate. That is number one. Number two, I don't want to be quoted out of context. I don't like it. I hate to be misunderstood. I believe in the Bible. I said, I do not believe in the additions of the New Testament. Number one fact. I believe in the Bible. You made mention of freedom of religion. I said it not long ago. I believe in freedom of religion. Onye na chiya. We have cleared that one. Biafra will be open to all. I even said that if the Sultan of Sokoto is running for his dear life, which he will do from Boko Haram, and he comes into our territory, my humble submission to the people of Biafra is that our openness and our granting of asylum from time, the way we are as a people, which allow him to come in. If he wants to pray in his own way, it's up to him. We are not forcing anybody. We must get that very, very clear. You also talked about propagation of a religion. I am not. I believe, this is the debate. People don't know that in the Catholic Church, there is a debate now going on between the present Pope and the Cardinalines about truth and its relativity. People don't know that. That Cardinal Arins and the current Pope is locked in a very bitter debate at the Vatican. What is their problem? The new Pope says that truth is not absolute. And Arinze said, truth is absolute. And what Arinze is saying to the new Pope is that if truth is not absolute, the essence of an Igbo person diminishes. There is no need for an Igbo person. Because they are here to worship God. Biafra is not going to be a theocracy. But I'm making one thing very, very clear to everybody. If you remove Chukwu Abiama from what we are doing, you will not get Biafra in a billion years. Why? People want to know why. Because the land where you come from is holy. That's the meaning of it. It doesn't mean everybody has to conform to Onye na Chiya means you can worship whatever God you want to worship. It's not my business. When we were discussing this a while ago, I believe in the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And there was something that occurred to me, Uche, before I traveled to Jerusalem, which is Jerusalem, they call it. I said to myself, every time St. Paul will say something, St. Peter, St. Augustine, St. Agnes, St. Oyinyechi, I asked myself, but what did the main being that we are worshipping say? Something pointed me to the commandment that this is God actually speaking to us, direct, not interpreter. And you will crave my, you will permit me. I want to read that thing, please. I am not disputing anybody worshipping. No, far from it. But I want us to be able to reason and to be able to debate. And you convince me, and I convince you. Our brother spoke here very eloquently. And we agreed that we will, if the issue comes up, if they steal in the name of religion, we'll discuss it. But not as a topic. We can never do that. When Biafra comes, we build a house, we go there and debate every day. That's something I want to read to you, please. So I don't want people to misunderstand me. Your religion is fine if you want to go with it. I'm not stopping anybody. But I want to read something to you. And this is from Exodus chapter 20. Please. From 1 to 17. Because I say it all the time. That Chukwu Abiama, you created us. We are your children. As you rightly pointed out, there is no family in the whole of Biafra and that is not religious. You can be traditional religion. You can be in Cherubim and Seraphim. You can be in Olumbo, Olumbo, Bu. You can be in anything you like to be in. But we all believe that there is Chukwu Abiama. Everybody. Bar none. Or apart from one atheist I know somewhere in America. But let's continue. And God spake these words. This is now Chukwu Abiama speaking, not man. Not interpreter, not prophet, not angel. Not second angel, not assistant, not vice angel, assistant angel. This is Chukwu Abiama speaking in the holy books. And please, I don't want to add or remove. I want to read it literally. Do what this verse is saying. Let's read, please. Uche, don't be offended. I'm coming. I am. Let me please. It's important I read this so people will understand. I'm coming. And God spake all these words, saying, this is Chukwu Abiama, the owner of the heavens and the earth. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything, not something resembling anything, that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Listen, and keep my commandments. This is a direct instruction from God. Direct commandment from God. Do you know what he said here, Uche? I'll read it to you again. You will understand me, please. Don't be offended. Listen, he says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. No cross, nothing. This is God speaking. Nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Now, this is the punishment which Igbos are suffering today. I believe personally, my conviction to serve God through Biafra. I'll show you. He says here, I will punish you. Do you have water in your village? I will punish you. Do you have electricity? I will punish you. Are children not selling their babies? I will punish you. Are politicians not worse than vermin? I will punish you. Don't you have kidnappers? I will punish you. Is there any employment? I will punish you. There is suffering. Uche, before now, have you ever known Biafra land to be the way it is today?
No.
Thank you. I will continue. He said,
The Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama, used the word iniquity. I will visit iniquity. In other words, he's saying, I will bring all these afflictions upon you because you have forsaken me and my commandment. This is what I'm saying to you. The Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama, said, and I will show mercy unto thousands of them. He did not say millions that love me and keep my commandments. There I end my argument based on the word that God himself spoke, not me.
Okay, what about the other parts of the commandment? Are you selective?
No.
What about them?
No, the debate here
is... These are commandments of God.
No, I'm coming. The debate here we are having, we may go to that later. The debate we are having now is this Christianity debate, bowing down before a cross. My submission is that is idolatrous. It is akin to Satan worship. And I have the words of God, not me, not my word. Go to any version of the Bible. They said, and God spake these words. Not the word of Matthew, the word of St. Peter.
Can I say something before you continue? When you say Christianity has different denominations in it. From what I can make out, what you are making reference to is Catholicism and probably Anglican churches. The Pentecostal churches do not have cross and things like that, and they do not genuflect. But my understanding of all this is that, and in context, is that it doesn't matter what anybody worships. It doesn't matter what anybody believes in. What matters is Ewe Belu Go Belu. This is the pillar of our value system. Ewe Belu Go Belu. Before the Bible came to our land, our forefathers were worshipping what they were worshipping. There was no,
they were worshiping God, Uche, please. I beg to differ. No, I beg to differ. Our forefathers were worshiping God. I beg to differ, please. Not anything. They were worshiping Chukwu Abiama. Not anything. Please. Go ahead.
They are worshiping Chukwu Abiama.
Yes. God,
yes,
supreme God.
Yes, I believe
God.
In that. Chukwu Okike.
Yes.
God of hosts, I believe in that. But there are also other things there. Nothing happened in our society, and what you are saying now is that you believe in the Bible, but you don't believe in part of it.
No.
And you believe in the commandment of God.
Mm.
You believe in some, but you don't believe in all.
No, I do. Uche, you're putting words. No. You're putting words in my mouth. No, please, I beg you. You are putting words, with all due respect, in my mouth. I said the debate we are having right now is to the validity or the authenticity of the doctrinal underpinnings of Christianity as a religion. The doctrine of Christianity. We started with the name. I'm coming.
About idolatry.
I'm coming.
And it's
coming.
Erroneous impression.
Uche. You know, the thing, what I try to do is that we go back to the source. For you to have a debate and learn from the debate, you must have parameters. I have set out my stall, and I'm basing what I'm saying on the word of the creator of the heavens and the earth. That is where I base my argument. You can base your argument on the word of an English missionary or a Greek person. That is your business if you want to. My argument is simple. If you bow before a cross, you are worshipping Satan. So says the Lord of hosts, not me. God said so in Exodus chapter...
Fine.
Hang on.
Fine.
Hang on, I'm coming, please. Our people must understand this. I don't understand sometimes. This is in the Bible in black and white. Exodus chapter 20, God said, not Peter, not Matthew, not Simon, God said, thou shalt not bow before anything else except me. I think we've come to the end of the program.
We haven't come to the end of the program. I think this is very important.
Okay.
If we are going to take this literally, God was addressing the people of Israel. Am I right or not?
Yes.
Now, does it then mean that Israelites are the only people of God? That others are condemned?
Others can come to God by grace. They are hidden. That is why somebody who is uncircumcised can come through the message. Hang on, please. Our people must understand this. Through the message of redemption brought by Yeshua. You can come and partake. I don't know what is wrong with our hearing. I never said I do not believe in Yeshua. I said before, hang on. I said before, if you're listening to me, I believe in Yeshua and his message. I have said it time and time and time and time again. Why our people cannot...
Who is Yeshua?
Yeshua is Yeshua. Chizoba. Chukuzoba.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The Yeshua is Jesus Christ. I know, yes?
Who named him Jesus Christ?
And who named him Yeshua? Who named him Yeshua?
The mother and the father.
Who is Yeshua?
Yeshua is Jesus, but Yeshua is the messenger of God, directly descended from God.
Yeshua has also Igbo name, yes? Chizoba.
Yes. That is the Igbo interpretation of it.
Now, you have other languages.
Yes.
And you cannot prevent them from naming a thing or a person.
I didn't disagree. I don't disagree with them. But what they did wrong, we don't have Chizobanity. They have Christianity. They created a doctrine. That is the problem. Doctrinal infusion. Doctrine was created out of the message of truth. In other words, making sure that truth is no longer absolute but relative.
Okay. His name is Yeshua. Why are you calling him Chizoba then?
Because Chizoba is his name in my language.
Therefore, every other language has the privilege or the right to name him in their own language.
Yes.
And that is why I'm telling...
No, you are missing the last point, Uche. Christianity is a... You're missing the word doctrine. It's a doctrine. Doctrinal infusion. Doctrine. That's the problem. They didn't just name him. They created a doctrine out of him.
What do you believe in?
I believe that there is only one maker of the heavens and the earth. I believe that supreme being... Where I come from is Chukwu Abiyama, Chukwu Okike.
Osepuru. Commandment.
Hang on, I'm coming.
Go ahead.
Oh, dear Lord. I don't know what is there to debate anymore. It's very clear, isn't it? Exodus. Uche, read Exodus yourself. Read it, chapter 20.
No, I'm not here to read Exodus or to read the Bible. What I am saying is that all these things you are stressing here are not relevant to this struggle.
No, but is it the truth?
Hang on.
Is it the truth?
To worship God?
Is it the truth?
Or stand up to worship God?
Uche, is it the truth?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, is it the truth? Or is you can nipu? Am I lying?
The truth on what?
The truth that the truth what about that, Biafra. That hang on.
You are
deviating.
Religion no, here. No, you are not Biafra.
No, you are deviating. I'll take you back again. We are discussing. I will ask you again. Am I lying? Yeah.
What you are saying is not true, because you mix a lot of things together.
Uche, I'll read it
what
again.
You are preaching Uche. Is your own personal
Uche, I will read it. I'll read it again for you, so you understand it. I'll read it again. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. What do you understand to be the meaning of that?
That is the commandment of God.
No, I'm asking you, how then am I lying? How did I lie? That I said if you bow down before the cross, you are a satanic worshipper. So says the Lord, and I'll continue to read it. Thou shalt hang on. Let me finish what God said. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Is cross an image or not? Answer me now.
Yes, cross is an image, yes.
Hang on. Do you know that God said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image?
You are reading it yourself and you're asking me again.
For clarity. Hang on. We are now being very pedantic. I'm asking you, do you know that cross is an image? You said yes. And I'm asking you, do you know that God said you shouldn't make a cross?
God said you shouldn't make a cross.
I will start again, Uche. One at a time. Thou shall not make unto thee any graven image. I will ask you the same question I asked you before. Is cross an image or not? Graven image or not?
It depends on the type of cross.
Any cross at all.
If you carve a cross, it becomes an image.
I will ask you again, Uche. You're dodging the issue. I'll ask you again.
I'm not dodging it.
No, I'll ask you again.
You shouldn't be asking.
Hang on. Is cross.
It's not my concern.
No.
You have a concern, and I have a concern.
No.
My concern is that anybody can worship anything he likes.
I agree with you.
Where it becomes a problem is when you use what you are worshiping to make it an obstacle, an impediment to others worshiping theirs.
You're dancing away from the issue. You have not answered my question. I won't let you go until you answer my question. This is the cross. Hang on. You're dancing away. I will ask you again.
Hang on.
I have answered your question.
The Ten Commandments of God cannot be read in isolation of any other one.
We can read all of them. We have time. We read all of them. We have time.
Yes.
We read tonight. I'm coming. One at a time. We are on the first one, and I will ask you again. I will read. And as I read, I will ask you a question. If you have questions, you ask me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Do you accept that the cross is an image?
The cross is an image. There are also...
Hang on. No. It's a very simple yes or no answer. If you say no, it's no. I will read this thing again and I'll ask you the same question until we agree.
No, in certain situations. The cross is an image. I take it in parentheses. The cross is an image. Go ahead.
Thank you. Or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or in the earth beneath. Do you accept that a photograph or a picture can be interpreted as a likeness of something?
Yeah, depending on context. Yes, you can't say it can be.
Listen. No, so we agree that, do we agree, before I move on to the next one, what God said, do we agree that a cross is a graven image?
I have not doubted the commandment.
You are not answering my question. You are escaping, and I will bring you back. The question is, Uche, do you agree that a cross is a graven image? Before I read the next one.
A cross can be a graven image. It can be another type of image. You can grave an image of a cross in a wood or or as a sculptor. You can as well draw it. When you draw it, it's not a graven image.
But it is a likeness of cross, yes?
Cross is cross.
No, I'm asking, when you draw something,
graven or whether it is drawn.
Uche, I'm coming. Now we agree that half cross, since you didn't say the whole of it, you said some of it. Let us take the half of the cross to be graven image.
You need to mind what you're saying. You say, do I believe that cross is a graven image?
Yes.
And I'm telling you that not every cross is a graven image.
Some crosses are not graven. What are they?
Yeah, because some of them are drawn.
If they are drawn, I'm coming. I agree with you. If they are drawn, can we then describe it as a likeness of a cross? Before you draw something, you see something to draw. Isn't it? So it is the likeness of something.
No likeness or no unlikeness. Cross is a cross.
Good.
Whether it is drawn, whether it is driven, whether it is any other.
But you're contradicting yourself. On one hand, you said crosses are different. On the other hand, you said they are the same thing, whether they are drawn or they are graven.
No, you asked me a question. You said, do I agree that cross is a graven image? Not every cross is a graven image.
Thank you.
You ask me. Is a cross
I agree.
An image?
Hang on. Okay, is cross an image?
Yes, of course. Cross is an image.
is the cross, if it is not a graven image and it is drawn somewhere, do you believe that it is the likeness of something? Because if you're drawing something, you must be drawing something now to liken it to something. Is that correct?
A cross is a cross.
No, I asked you. You're not answering my question.
I can't answer certain questions which I don't understand.
Uche, Uche, listen. Uche, stop dancing around. If you see a cross, hang on a second. If you see a cross and you draw it on a piece of paper, you have a piece of paper as a drawing.
It's a cross.
Thank you.
It's a cross.
Simple.
There's no point distinguishing whether it is a graven image or it is a likeness of cross. A cross is a cross.
Thank you.
Whether graven
or not,
or whether it is drawn, it's a cross.
Thank you.
So there is no point asking.
Thank you. Hold it there. So we agree. A cross is a cross. Then we move to the next one. And I will tell you, hang on now. I'll tell you what God said. I'm coming. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image to take care of those that constructed their own. And those, according to you, that drew theirs on a piece of paper, God said something about them as well. He says, or any likeness of anything, likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. I'm coming. Hold on.
Nobody is arguing
this.
Oh,
my God. Uche, hold on. Uche, hold on, please.
I hear what God has said.
Good. I am coming. Now, this is the crucible of the matter. This is what God said. Thou shalt not bow down thyself before them. What do you understand as that?
As simple as ABC.
What does it mean, please, in your own language?
What do you mean? What does
No, in your own understanding.
These are rhetorical questions.
What does
I have told you that I do not have any question about the commandments of God. It is as clear as ABC.
Uche,
so asking me,
Uche, I will ask you again. The reason why I'm cross-examining you is that you understand that the arguments or the points we are putting across is correct. You know that what I'm preaching is correct. I am preaching the word of God. I am saying what is contained in scriptures.
This is not what you should be doing.
Okay, that is different. It's a different discussion altogether.
You are not grounded in the word of God.
But I've given it to you now.
Profession.
You said I'm not grounded.
What you are doing is forcing people to believe in what you believe in.
Which is
and
what?
It is unnecessary.
What do I believe in? What do I believe in?
You believe everything you are saying.
What is it? I can encapsulate what you believe in. What do I believe in?
Okay, let me put it this way. You believe in Chukwu Abiyama, yes? I believe in him. But there are also those who do not believe in that. Those people should not be forced to believe in Chukwu Abiyama. It's as simple as that.
It's very clear.
And it's a war you cannot win.
We will win it.
And you can
we will win this war. Or else there is no God. We will win this war. On the truth we stand. And on the truth we shall die, if need be. We are not going to change.
You
we can't change.
You are preaching what you believe in.
No, I believe in God. I've given it to you here in black and white.
Work.
Okay, we'll see. We shall see. We'll see.
It can work.
Biafra without God is dead. I will not be in that Biafra. Never.
Biafra believe in God.
Then be truthful to that God.
You driving it in the truth of everybody.
I must do so.
What you believe in is uncalled for.
It is not uncalled for. Those who are satanic may be against it. Those who are of the devil may be against it. But Biafra is the... Sorry?
What is a division of Satan? Who are you?
Listen, I'm coming.
You who are preaching this, who are you? Who are you?
Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes, so you believe you are Nnamdi Kanu. Other people are whom they are.
Yes.
The issue of condemning Christianity.
I condemn them based on what God said.
You're classy.
That's what God said.
This is diversion of attention.
It is not.
Whether you believe in Eke, whether you believe in Ogugu, whether you believe in anything, it does not matter.
It does matter to me.
Freedom of religion must be observed.
There will be freedom of religion. Uche, hang on.
Making people to believe in what you think is the right thing.
Uche.
Allow people freedom.
Uche, listen. This is the mistake that black people make all the time, African people, and I will correct you by giving
you. A white
man? Hang on. I'll give. No, I'm a black person, Uche.
And what makes that I have read?
Because I do what the book says that you do. I don't believe in theory. I'm coming. Let
from
me
give your own perspective.
I have proven it over the years. I will give you an example. I will give you a final example that the world may understand what we are doing here. I'm sure you've heard of the country called United States of America. Yes?
Go ahead. I know United States of America. There is no point.
Do they have freedom in America or not? Freedom of religion.
Sorry?
Do they have freedom?
They do have freedom.
Yeah?
They do have freedom. Freedom of religion, yes.
Was American founding fathers, did they found the country under God or not?
Yes.
Thank you. I rest my case. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Uche, we must continue and bring this program to a close. That was a very clear example. People don't understand. You can have God as the head. Every other person can come in and do whatever they like. But in this Biafra, Chukwu Abiama is God. He's God. Because without him, you cannot get Biafra. If you like, go and try and see. You will perish as you did before. He has said it here. Worship any nonsense and all visit iniquities upon you. If you like, you use it. If you like, you don't. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have somebody on the line before we close. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Are you talking to
me? I'm speaking to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, good evening. This is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from France.
Yes.
Yes, Director, I am very happy to get online today. I want to just... my point of view, you know, pertaining to the issue we are discussing. And I want to assure, because the person who brought this debate today is our brother called, I don't know where he's coming from.
Why are you people afraid of debate? Are you afraid of debate?
No, I'm not afraid.
Simple. Discuss the issue, okay. Not the person that... No. Discuss the issue at hand, not the person that brought it. Okay. We must debate.
What I'm saying, my brother, is that our Biafrans, our brothers and sisters, Biafrans, you know, one thing that made Africa to be what we are today, how we are today, is because Africa is a place, is people who doesn't want critics. We don't want critics. Our African continent as a whole is a continent that is so stupid and foolish that we don't want critics. This Western world, their country, Americans, Europeans, their country were built under critics. Because of what? Because government, their own government, they welcome all the critics. People criticize them, no matter how good they do. No matter whatever they do, they criticize them. And out of the critics, what do? They choose some of the things. You know, they have a lot of ideas, a lot of challenging groups in their government that make them, sometimes you will see them, they'll be changing laws. Some laws that they are changing is some things that other parties' opposition have said, brought out. And their country today, they are doing debates. And they are bringing all their critics, but their country is still good and very well built. Our people is that when you talk about critics, if you go to African continent and you criticize their government, you will get lost the same the next day. And if you did not get lost the next day, they will say he died in motor accident or he committed suicide. We all know what happened to them. The people that want to come out to say whatever their mind. Forgetting that out of the critics and debates, a country, a nation is built, a strong nation.
Of course, now.
Because when we debate, we have so many groups. There is a group that believes in Nnamdi, what Nnamdi Kanu is bringing. There is groups that believe in what maybe Uchewefo is bringing. There is a group that belongs to what Barista Mesu is bringing. But all of them, all these people, they are bringing all their ideas. And at the end of the day, that is the reason why they have a House of Representatives. All the reason why, at the end of the day, they will adopt one thing, and they will stand on it.
That is to say, they will take from Nandi, they will take from Uchimefo, they will take from Barrister, and what they will build a strong nation. Why are our people very disturbed by debates and by critics? People who doesn't criticize themselves are people who are dead. We cannot build Biafra without critics. We cannot build Biafra without debates. We cannot build Biafra without people saying what they want. People can say what they want, but let nobody castigate each other by saying this and that, because Nnamdi have never brought out pistol or AK-47 or pointed on people to follow what he is saying about Christianity or not. But all he is saying his own idea, his own way of seeing things. There's no need of saying that the people will not follow to fight for Biafra. This thing will not prevent us from getting our Biafra. We will get our Biafra, but this issue, our people must know that this issue is an issue that we've got to sort out when we get our Biafra. So let it not disturb anybody. And the second thing, I want to talk about this church matter, because I have my own point of view concerning churches, concerning the Bible. I am a child of God. I am an apostle. I am not a Christian. For people who doesn't know, apostleship is what we are, not Christian. The name Christianity came out from the pagans. The pagans that saw the apostles of Christ in Antioch, and when they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, people came. The pagans said, "Is this not the people? Those people, they talk like Christians. The people that follow Christ, they talk like them. Are they not Christians? This and that." And they get. And if you look at the Bible, when we read the Bible, let us tell ourselves the truth. This name Christianity was mentioned only three places in the Bible, in the same book of Acts of Apostles. If you go to the book of Acts of Apostles, for you to understand it, start from verse 2, and you go through, you will see how and when they were called Christians. Our name is not Christian. We are not Christians, because Christian is from the pagans. It's like Americans, black Americans, that they were calling nigger. At the end of the day, they adopted that name to be, when they are singing, they say, I'm a nigger. But this is a nickname that they were using to insult black people. But the black people themselves, they call themselves now nigger. Negro, American Negroes. You understand? So people should read the Bible and understand. Secondly, a lot of preachings have been going on, and people saying Christianity, Pentecostal, this and that. There is no church name in the Bible, because people, they want where they will govern. They are looking for governance. And now they say this one will be pastor, this one is bishop. They ordain them. Listen to me, my people. It is not mentioned anywhere in the Bible. Nobody has been called pastor in the Bible. Nobody has been called pastor this, pastor Paul, pastor Peter in the Bible. Bible said that these are the gifts that the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. Some, he gave the gift of pastorship, to be a pastor. Some, he gave them the gift to be deacon. Some, he gave them the gift to be doctors. Some, he gave the gift to be gift of prophecy. The Bible has never warned them. It's a gift. It's a spiritual gift. We don't need any ordination, any consecration. Somebody will come and kneel down, and I'll pour oil on your head so for you to be a pastor. Okay, you're ordaining pastor, but why don't you ordain doctor as well? Why don't you ordain, I don't know, because it is not biblical. Paul, Peter, and all of these apostles, none of them were called pastor. I have never come across in the Bible where they say pastor this, pastor that, bishop this, bishop that. It is a gift. It is between you and the Holy Spirit. It's between you and God. Because our people want, they like title. They too much like title. Because title is what they are dwelling on. They are not dwelling on what God said. They want title. That is the reason why we have a lot of atrocities today. And when you go to that church, the people, they call themselves a church. A lot of secrets are being made there. secrecy. And nothing, if you go to Rome, if you go to Vatican, a lot of secret is made there. When you read the Bible we are reading today, let me tell our people, the Bible is what? It's the life of God and the life of what? The people who started this journey are before us. And none of their life history was hidden in the Bible. Everything was made open. I want to ask ourselves today, all these people that come, that we call ourselves Christians, if we are to be told to write Bible today that the next generation will read, are we going to be able to tell ourselves the truth, to write the truth as it was written here? No. The answer is no. These people were inspired by the Holy Spirit for them to write this word of God we are reading. And they obeyed by giving ears and obeying the word of God. That is the reason why they wrote it. They put it, even if you go there, you will see David. When David went and took a wife of Uriah, and he took the husband to the war front, and they killed their husband. And all these things, we see it here. But if you go to churches, you will see, find out that there's a lot of secrets going on there, and people are opening. Because our people, what they are looking for is what? It's miracle. I want to get rich. And all this, they will keep on praying from January to December. Nothing is happening. And nobody is asking himself question. Why is it not working? What is happening? Because the fundamental aspect of it was touched and tampered with. Because the truth was dethroned. The truth was turned upside down. Because people are following today. People are following those who are following God. Nobody wants to follow God direct. Nobody wants to hear from God. And when you ask somebody today, he calls himself a Christian, he will name every people that call themselves man of God. He will name all their biography, everything. But if you ask him about to call them a God, he doesn't know who is God. He cannot give you a definite response about God. But if you ask him about all these people, TDJs, this and that, he will tell you their biography, how they started, even how when they were born. They don't know God.
They don't.
Our people, it's a time that we will tell ourselves, stand and tell ourselves the truth. All these titles and this and that, we should stop it. It is not biblical. Our people have gone astray. They have turned the Bible up.
Hello? My goodness me. He's calling us from France. I don't know if his credit has run out. This is Radio Biafra. I must invite the barrister to close this program. It's been fascinating, one of the best I've ever participated in, because I like the truth. I must also thank Nan Okoroji. And I will read what he sent to me via Facebook inbox. He said here, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, cited the Jewish culture of debating issues as the reason they are very technologically innovative as a country. In Israel, you have debate. In the Arab world surrounding them, you don't have debate. If you speak, they kill you. Which one is doing well and which one is doing badly? Very simple. Anytime I debate, I back it up with facts. I just don't debate. You claim you're worshiping God. Are you going to believe in what God told you or in what man told you? Very simple. I and my household, we believe in what Chukwuebi am I saying. Anything a man says is subject to twisting and lies. I believe in the word of God that says that he's a jealous God. You don't bow down before any other thing, or else you are satanic. Because Chukwu Abiam and the Lord of hosts said so. And I believe him, not you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if the barrister has been following this very debate. I don't know if the barrister is with us or not. No, the barrister isn't. The barrister is not with me. But I shall proceed to close the program and bring it to an end. We must debate on this very platform. Because from it, our people are beginning to be educated. They understand it. Don't be afraid. As our brother said, go to the pastor and ask the pastor, can you show me in the Bible where they have bishop and pastor and pope? They will all run away. They can't stand it. Here we speak the truth. Because Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. We must thank each and every one of you. We are all Biafrans at the end of the day anyway. Because in the new Biafra, there are going to be multiple political parties. They will have debates. You will not kill anybody. Anybody can come up to you and say whatever they want to say to you. You are not Chukwu Abiama. You are not God. Therefore, men can speak to you and you respond to them. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you. We have brought our program to a close. We have overrun today. Tomorrow is another day. Those that got through, that is wonderful. If you didn't get through, you try again tomorrow. You must encourage people. We are building a fascinatingly new country in Africa. That country is called Biafra, the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. In that very place, men will debate and you will not be killed. You can challenge anybody in authority. Nothing will happen to you. It will be the genuine land of the free. You will be free to do anything you want to do, as long as you're not breaking the law. The law will not intrude upon your life. If you want to go and worship Mami Water, that is up to you. You can do so if you want to. Nobody's stopping you. But nobody can stop me from speaking the truth. Because God said in the Bible, which I believe in, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God but me. This is Radio Biafra. This Biafra we talk about is our religion. On this very platform do we worship. This has been a very fascinating service today, because that same Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. All of you Biafrans, regardless of your religious affiliation, Chukwu Abiama is your God and he will bless you richly as we march on relentlessly towards Biafra, because he is God. Tomorrow is another day, as the barrister will say in his absence. Whatever you do, endeavor to join us. It's been a pleasure having you. I reiterate, Biafra is our religion. On radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will sustain, he will keep, he will guide each and every one of you and your families. But something is more important than life itself. One thing is more important than religion. That thing is called Biafra. I must bid thee good night and thank you very much.
We have emerged triumphant from